Testing. Hello. Testing. This is a special transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
You guys. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go, so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Hey everybody, what's up? Dane Cook here in the house at the MTV Movie Awards. What's up? What's up? Hey, you know what I hate? When you eat an ice cream cone and it's all like cold and you're like, ah, ah, ah. And you're like, why didn't you warn me that's so cold? And he's like, it's ice cream, dude. And you're like, oh man, but chicks don't do that because they use a spoon. Ah, what's up? Sufi, boo, MySpace.
And now.
Still not funny.
Still not funny.
Our feature presentation.
I gotta agree, still not funny.
Yeah, that was an impression, right? Yeah.
Was it?
Right, yeah. That was an impression. Family Guy, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they captured everything that's funny about Dane Cook, which is nothing, which is a guy who prances around on stage in an energetic fashion with the appearance of what somebody who was telling jokes would look like, but doesn't actually say anything funny.
I don't want to defend him too much because
he's bad. But
we know you
think he's funny.
I think he's a good storyteller.
Yeah.
I think he's good at that. Art, if it is one. But his jokes aren't necessarily funny, if that's what you're judging a comedian on.
He's a comedian. Yeah. He's a comedian. The story should be more than, they should include some humor.
They should build towards some type of laugh.
Right.
That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's asking too much. Right.
Yeah, if you're going to be a comedian, I don't know, a ha-ha once in a while.
Every once in a while. We don't need much.
Speaking of ha-has, we are going to take your calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. It's the Wednesday edition of Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. It's not the best sounding tape in the world, but here's a news report from India about a new soft drink that they are preparing right now that will include this ingredient, cow urine.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the soda.
Let's see
what this is all about.
Coming soon to Indian store shelves, cow urine soda. A hardline Hindu organization is launching the soft drink containing cow urine, considered sacred by many Hindus and believed to have medicinal qualities.
That's a cow burping. The gist of it is that Coke and Pepsi are evil. They're evil and they're Western and they shouldn't be in India.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to make something that's so irresistible that you'll turn your back on those companies and drink our homemade cow urine brew.
Is that I know they worship cattle, right?
Yes.
They don't kill them.
They don't eat them, yeah.
No, the Hindus don't, right. And they believe that I think they said in the opening of this piece that they believe that the urine has some medicinal benefits as well. Let's hear some more.
The RSS, or National Volunteer Corps, wants to cleanse India of foreign influence, expecting the bovine beverage to outsell Western imports, which it sees as an imperialist tool.
By the way, what are the chances that the bovine beverage is going to outsell Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, that's funny.
I got some people talking about it, too.
We're sure that this will sell like hotcakes. This soft drink is beneficial for everybody. The multinationals that are selling various soft drinks caution customers about various ingredients. But our drink has only benefits to offer, and we're sure people will buy it.
I think people may be willing to accept that there's sugar in Coke, for instance, to get past, I don't know, not drinking urine.
Yeah.
What is supposed to be beneficial about cow urine?
I don't know, Mike. You've studied all the crazy stuff, the crazy natural remedies that people have. Have you ever heard of any good ingredients in urine? Because I thought by definition, urine is what the body is expelling because it's not good for you.
Well, uric acid does have detoxifying properties. I don't know other than that. I don't know if they outweigh all the negatives that come along with drinking waste of a cow. Other distilled like teas and stuff have. They develop uric acid, and that does help clean your system, I guess.
My suggestion is that we call India, Bean. We need to get to the bottom of this with our investigative skills. That's
well,
my
we
suggestion.
Do have quite a track record. You guys want a little more? Have you heard of
sure.
that?
Sure. No, this is good.
Though the flavor and name are yet to be decided, the RSS says the drink will include herbs and plants such as aloe vera and gooseberry to fight diseases.
This soft drink has been made from cow urine,
One bottle contains around 5 to 6 milliliters of cow urine. We have used other useful herbs also.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Still undergoing tests is the latest attempt by the RSS to shift India's secular society to its ideology of Hindutva.
Well, there you go. Now we know the answer is cow urine is good on every level.
They put aloe vera in it. They put blueberry. But for me, I'm out at cow urine. Right. I mean, you can't put enough good stuff in it to counteract that.
It's just, it's odd.
It is
India's a honked up place. I've always wanted to go to India. My whole life I've wanted to go to India, but I think it would be too tragic and too sad to go to India.
Oh, there's definitely difficult. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I but mean, you would like all the people. I know that for a fact.
Well, I love a crowd. You love that. But I just I don't even want to see Slumdog because it looks too sad with those people.
It is.
You know, with a million of them living in a house. Yeah. You know, it's just, I can't take it.
That's East LA, dude. That's not. All right. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. That's the phone number. You call, you get on the air, and we give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Saw another terrible story on the news last night about an old woman who was found dead in her home because she couldn't get out from under a blanket. She put a blanket on to watch some TV, and it slipped and slid or did something, and her hands were trapped inside. She just died.
That happens.
Right there on the spot. She couldn't move.
That happens.
If that woman had had a Snuggie, my friends, she would be alive today. It totally warms you and gives you the freedom to use your hands, your remote, your laptop, whatever you got going on. And that's why we are giving you a brand new Snuggie for being on the air with us right now at 1-800-520-1067.
It could save your life.
Yes.
Right. All right. Let's start with Corey in Riverside. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, what'd it do?
What'd it do?
Hey, I was calling in to tell you how high me and my friend are. We just don't know when Snoop Dogg's going to be on.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Just because you're high doesn't put Snoop Dogg on our show.
Now, I'm guessing, Corey, that you didn't get up early and smoke out. I'm guessing you're still up from last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Nice. And was there a special occasion? Is there a reason you guys got together and burned one? Or is it just this is a pretty regular thing for y'all?
Yeah, every day is a special occasion.
Every day is a special occasion in Riverside.
You know? Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hey, good work.
Can we get Slipknot tickets?
No.
We got a Snuggie. Hook you up with a Snuggie.
I like that he just figures he can just ask for whatever he wants. That's cool.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Brian in Echo Park. Good morning, Brian. What'd it do?
What'd it do, Kevin Bean? What'd it do, Baby Boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
Well, I've been listening to this debate go on for about women in reporting and newscasting and such, and you guys have touched on a lot of when you've had realistic descriptions about, you know, a lot of the uglier ones, but you've never ever talked about Susie Suh on CBS 2 News.
Susie Suh?
Susie Suh, she's by and far, I mean, I think she's got money for Lila Reska, and she's she shows way more, so I don't know why this has ever been brought up.
Mm.
All right, well, tell me about Susie. She's news, weather, sports, what?
She's reporting. She's news on CBS 2 News.
Right, but she's behind the desk? She's an anchor, or she goes out in the street?
She's in the field.
In the field, okay.
Oh, she's in the field, okay. So you see her on every newscast?
Pretty much, I'd say so. She's in her 30s and, built like a brick...
house?
Porta potty, yeah, there you go.
Porta potty!
How does he go with brick porta potty?
Keep it radio worthy.
Oh, okay, I got you.
We appreciate all right. that.
All right, I'm gonna take your advice. I don't watch Channel 2 because I hate CBS, but I'm gonna take your advice and watch a little of Susie Suh and see what she's all about, all right?
Oh, man, please, because there's got to be a break in this debate.
Okay.
Fantastic. I don't know what the hell Alita is wearing today, but she looks like a bunch of people vomited on her. Did you see that outfit today, Mike?
What?
It's crazy. I mean, it just looks like the worst curtains you've ever seen in your life. It's not sexy.
Whoa, curtains.
Maybe now we're talking.
Not like that.
Kim and Glendora, good morning. Hello, Kim.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, what it do, baby boo?
Hello.
I was listening to Big Boys Radio the other day, and I heard a rumor that Chris Brown and Rihanna are going to try and get married so that she doesn't have to testify against him in court.
Yeah, that's been the hot rumor that they already did.
Yeah, we did hear that they did that when they were in Florida.
Bean, you got the news network up there. What, have they already done it, or was it just a rumor?
Well, that was a rumor, and it was also a rumor that she was already pregnant. But here's what I also heard from some legal expert who said that this is not the kind of charge, this sort of felony charge, is not the type of charge that a wife is not allowed, cannot be compelled to testify against her husband.
Oh, I thought that was all...
That's not the case. I'm no lawyer, but the description, the person that I heard discussing this on the TV made a lot of sense that, you know, if it was a tax evasion or something like that, you can't compel him. But I think maybe the problem is that she's the victim in it. And when you're the victim in it or somehow involved in the crime, then you can still be compelled to testify. That's not to say she would. It's not to say she couldn't just go to jail instead if she chose not to. But I don't think we've heard any kind of confirmation, Kim, that they are in fact married. I think that was just the tabloids looking for something to print while they were both underground and they didn't have any news on it.
Okay, yeah, that's why I called, because I know you guys talked to Harvey, so I figured you can kind of, since he works for TMZ, you can confirm that and then also give a legal standpoint.
For the legal standpoint.
Oh, she's saying Harvey.
But he's a lawyer, yeah.
Did you guys hear that they're going to do a duet together? That's also a rumor.
No.
Yeah.
That one seems true, by the way.
Does
that one
it?
Seems like that is actually happening, yeah.
Wow.
I think they're covering Hit Me With Your Best Shot, is what I heard.
See what you did?
You got to do a duet on that. It beat it. It's a medley. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are good.
Come on.
That'd be the best if they did that. All right, Kim, thanks for the call. Let's squeeze in one more. Peter is calling from Granada Hills on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's on line 3 calling about one of our very favorite subjects. Hey, Pete, you're on the air. What'd it do?
What'd it do, baby nephew?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
That was a great game yesterday. What happened to the Clippers?
Honest to God, I was driving in this morning listening to news radio, and they were laughing about the Clippers.
Oh,
laughing
no.
And then crying.
What happened?
Where's the king at?
He's in the other room. What happened last night? Who'd they play? And what
Cleveland,
they lose?
Wasn't it?
They played Cleveland.
Oh, well, they're not supposed to be Cleveland.
But they were ahead. How many points? 18 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, they were ahead by a bunch, and they caught up and then came down. It was even. And they had, like, I don't know, it was 0.06 seconds, and they tried to toss the ball, and that guy was way off. Just total air ball.
Nice.
They lost by 4.
That hurts.
I just brought up the stats on it. Cavaliers scored 35 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Clippers had 14. So they ended up losing 87-83, which is a way closer game than you'd ever expect for Los Angeles against the Cavaliers. That's for sure.
Well, Cleveland is a great team, and a lot of times those teams have trouble getting up for every game. They kind of know they can come back and beat them.
That's what the Lakers do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
But that's bad. Isn't even fun anymore.
Dave has actually stopped predicting the Clippers will make the playoffs now. I think he's actually his tail has curled up between his legs now.
I doubt that. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It's Wednesday, the 11th of March. Bow, bow!
The back door.
We have Frank Shamrock in the studio today.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day.
MMA fighter, what? Oh, no, that's not his Shamrock. No, he's an MMA fighter. He's going to be fighting on Showtime, and we're going to have him in, talk about that.
Okay.
Going to have a former MMA fighter, Michael Jackson, talking about last night's American Idol.
Sure.
Boy, it was great. Did you watch it, Lisa?
No, I haven't had a chance yet.
This could be the best top 12, the most consistently excellent top 12 that they've had in many, many seasons.
Wow.
Really a lot of good singers this time around.
That's awesome.
That's great. Tom Green on the program today. He's on Celebrity Apprentice, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's a, quote, comedian, end quote.
Yeah, well, that's true. We also have, we got to talk about Psycho Mike because he fails on pretty much every level. He just is a failure. And he's trying desperately to get something that I can't imagine is difficult. And he's unable to do it. He's gone 4 times.
I don't know what his problem is with some tasks, because he's obviously a smart guy and is able to accomplish a lot. I mean, he just did the thing over the weekend where he ran the 2.5 miles barefoot. I mean, the guy can clearly get some stuff done.
That was me.
But he can't pull into a gas station and buy gas in his car, for instance. I mean, something that's so simple, something that's handed to him, for some reason he can't accomplish those kinds of tasks. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, he fails. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that today as well, and we have your tickets to see Depeche Mode at the Hollywood Bowl and on Hollywood Boulevard. They're going to play Jimmy Kimmel. They're going to close down Hollywood Boulevard. You're going to get tickets to both this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break and Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Hey! That's how it's done!
Well done. I didn't.
That's the problem. You didn't.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 6 o'clock.
By the way, what's this new feature next hour called Kevin Annoys You, and how is he different from every other day? What's that about?
Oh, no, you didn't.
It's just a different form of me being annoying, that's all. Just taking a video camera around the station and annoying people.
Take advantage of the advanced technology here at the Kevin and Bean Show to further his annoying.
Yeah, and not just the people on this show, but everyone in the building. So,
wow, that's great, because they already think so highly of the Kevin and Bean
Show. That's correct, yes.
And now you're in their offices annoying them. All right. Yeah. That's next hour plus. Keep listening for your Depeche Mode tickets. 5:50 Wednesday morning. Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, if you watched American Idol last night, you may have realized that there are 13 contestants instead of the usual 12.
Oh, they normally cut it down to 12.
Yeah, they added an extra contestant this year just to give the show a little goose, a little extra energy.
Really?
I suppose.
How does that help?
Well, it was just an exciting moment where they were cutting them down to the 12, and they had the last two people up there, and he said, "You're going through," and the guy was all crushed, and they said, "You know what? You go through, too."
Oh,
we're
going to
have 13
okay.
people this year.
All right.
So, you know, when you vote for American Idol, you have to dial the phone number. You have to dial 1-866-IDOLS and then 01, 02, 03 throughout the top 12.
Right.
I guess no one bothered to check to see if IDOLS 13 was available.
It's not?
Before they decided to use 13 people in the,
awesome.
On the bonus round or whatever the hell they call it. So they call up 13.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out it's a sex line.
Yes.
So last night on the show, they had to say, dial 1-866-IDOLS-36 if you want to vote for number 13. Everybody was like,
why 36? That's weird.
I guess they just didn't want a bunch of 12-year-old girls calling a sex line.
Funny.
I think they probably picked 36 just because this year they narrowed it down to the top 36 at one point.
Maybe I see.
It was just a number that had some previous appearance on the show, but it
that
is
wouldn't
hilarious.
Be confusing. That's not confusing at all for 12-year-olds trying to vote for Alexis Grace.
At number 13, is that the contestant?
No, Alexis Grace was 13. She's so screwed.
So screwed.
I thought that was just so unfair for her because there's no way anyone after the show's over is going to remember, was it 30 or 35? What was that number? Never mind. Let's vote for a noop.
That sounds like something we would do here.
Yeah.
I love that.
Apparently, they were offering to sell them the phone line to American Idol for an enormous amount of money, so American Idol just backed off.
Mm.
But Seacrest twittered about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And said, "We're going to have a problem, Idol, tonight. I just dialed 1-866-IDOLS-13, and it's not quite safe for work." And there was a sex line. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Who calls those numbers? This woman doesn't even sound hot."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
How does he know?
Because it wasn't a dude, that's why.
I just thought it was...
You've reached Ryan Thick's line.
I just thought it was funny that, obviously, that porn company, when Idol went on the air and bought 1 through 12, they thought, hey, there's going to be some people misdialing. Let's go ahead and buy 13. Maybe we'll get some free numbers.
Pretty
calls,
smart.
You know?
Porn people are clever. Yeah, I've always said that my whole life.
You have said that. Yeah. That's true.
Well, if you talk bad about Chris Brown, you may have a reckoning a-coming. Reportedly, Usher was talking about Chris Brown and the Rihanna and that whole nightmare, and was talking about the fact that, remember when he went to P. Diddy's house, they had all these photos of him on jet ski partying when he was supposed to be remorseful and reconciling with Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
Usher said publicly, "Have a little remorse, man. The man's on jet skis, like relaxing in Miami," and went off on the fact that he didn't look very remorseful at the time. Well, an insider says that Usher got a call from Chris Brown, who said, "I'm going to see you, bitch," meaning I will eventually see you out and about, and this is going to be a problem.
Excellent.
I'm glad he's got his anger under control.
Good.
So Usher has issued an apology.
Oh, come on.
Saying maybe he spoke out of turn when he was referring to Chris Brown and Rihanna's situation.
What a bitch!
What a bitch is right. Say it and stand behind
like
it.
Like high school.
I didn't mean it.
I'll see you after school, man. I heard what you said about me in gym class.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
So... He's a bully, that Chris.
He sure is.
Seems like it.
Stop it. That's all I say. Stop it. Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Turns out she may never have really been broken up with her fiancé, Brian Austin Green. Friends of the couple tell the Post-Chronicle that the split was just the result of a rough patch, and the two are still very much in love and hoping to be together for a long time. Friends of hers tell another tabloid that the reason they couldn't stay apart... the sex was just too good.
Boo. That hurts me.
Wow.
Boo.
Wow.
Megan Fox, Megan Fox, oh, Megan Fox.
Lauren Conrad has said the reason she is leaving the popular MTV show The Hills after five seasons on the show is because she wants to keep her private life private. Shut up. You don't get to be acting out your life in front of the cameras for 5 years and then say you want to keep your private life private.
Bet she still wants to be famous, though,
right? Of course she does.
Yeah.
She'll find some other outlet for it. Lindsay Lohan in the news for something other than drinking or lesbian sex. Turns out she is releasing and launching her own self-tanner.
What?
And you know, when it comes to tanning...
Self-tanner?
There's no one you should talk to better than a freckled redhead, because they really know all about the golden bronze color you get on the Saint-Tropez beaches.
That's weird.
Yeah. It will be called 7-9. S-E-V-I-N. Ugh. 7.
Why?
N-Y-N-E. 9. 7-9. They are two of Lindsay's favorite numbers, she claims.
She couldn't come up with anything else.
You know, it was so 69 before she took it
69.
To L'Oreal or whatever, and they said, no, we just can't call it that.
7-9.
But you and Sam.
Spell it wrong, everybody will buy it.
That's right, because it's
How
funny.
How about a little 69?
It's funny when you spell these wrong. The Mormons are even more upset than usual with HBO. Lots of controversy over an upcoming episode of Big Love. I don't know if you guys watch The Big Love on HBO.
I love that show.
Do you have big love for that show?
I have huge love for that show.
Apparently, an upcoming show this Sunday will go inside a Mormon temple, something that has never been done by non-Mormons before.
Ah. Yeah, they don't let you in there.
It will show an endowment ceremony.
What is that?
That's when I take my pants off.
No, I don't think so.
It's called a huge endowment ceremony. I have no idea what an endowment ceremony is. Huh. It's some Mormon... ceremony involved in
it is weird. Those, you know, so many of those Mormon temples are so beautiful from the outside, and you always want to go in and see what they look like.
Yeah,
but they don't allow you. You can't just show up. Really?
Yeah,
just cardboard.
You know, it's like peeling wallpaper and some vague odor of garlic. I don't know where that comes
I've
from.
Tried to visit some of those temples before. They say nope, can't come in. Sorry.
Why don't you join up, man? Get your magic underwear and just...
I don't think it's worth that.
Go.
But it's just... It's weird because, you know, you can visit a Catholic church or, you know, a synagogue or something like that. They'll let anyone come in and hang out. But for some reason, the Mormons, they got stuff to hide, I guess.
HBO has apologized but said it's going ahead with the episode because it is integral to the plot.
Good for them.
Apparently, a Jeannie Triplehorn's character, Barb, goes through the endowment ceremony as she faces losing her membership in the Mormon church. So maybe the endowment ceremony is when you actually become a member. They give you a high five and a pat in the ass. And
that's what they do?
Send your magic underwear to you. It's magic. And the remakes are coming fast and furiously.
Fast and Furious is being remade?
Joel Gilligan. Apparently, 20th Century Fox is considering remaking The Fantastic Four.
It was just
what?
Out.
I know.
What?
5 years ago.
They're going to reboot the Fantastic Four franchise. Look, they did it with the Hulk, remember? The Hulk movie.
Yeah, but
in
yeah.
between the, you know, the Eric Bana one. And the Edward Norton one was only a couple years.
But this has been only 5 years since the first one, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know. Apparently, they would like to take the film into a darker, more adult direction.
Okay.
So they're talking about revamping the entire series with a new director and a brand new cast. That means no more Jessica Alba with blonde hair trying to sound like a doctor, which is maybe a good thing.
Huh. I'm going to remake Slumdog Millionaire. I think that movie is time for a revisit.
I'm going to remake The Watchmen.
Good idea. It's all the rage. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actress Thora Birch is 27 years old today. The Madden boys, Benji and Joel of Good Charlotte, turn 30 years old today. Johnny Knoxville, our pal from MTV and Motion Pictures, he is 38. Terrence Howard from Iron Man, Hustle and Flow, 40 years old. Singer Lisa Loeb turns 41. This is for Psycho Mike. Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul celebrates his 45th birthday. And singer Bobby McFerrin, he is 59 years old today. Remember Bobby McFerrin?
Yes, I do. Don't do it. This damn song will not get out of your head.
Oh. guy's talented.
Yep.
He can hit his chest and sing.
That's true.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian Tom Green joins us later on today. He's annoying on that Celebrity Apprentice show. We'll be talking to him also. If you love the MMA, you won't want to miss the 8 o'clock hour. Our friend Frank Shamrock joins us in the studio here on the World Famous Kerouac. And more tickets for you to win to go see Depeche Mode on the way.
Right, now it's time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. It's an answering machine. You can leave us a message on any topic, including our What It Do Nephew prize today, which is a Snuggie.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Snuggie, Smuggie, take a damn bathrobe, put it on backwards, and you can even tie that son of a bitch.
You don't know, man.
That's
he
true.
Get it.
Lisa, you got a Snuggie, right?
I do. I have two.
Has it changed your life?
The Snuggie is the best thing ever, and it's really long, so you can keep your feet under wraps as well.
See, yeah, it's just so many things that a blanket can't do.
Wow.
Exactly.
Can I give you guys a secret?
Huh.
The Snuggies that were given out, they were too expensive for the station to buy.
Right.
So we went to China and got the slave labor Huggies.
They're not even real Snuggies?
Which are identical to the Snuggies, just not the name.
You're kidding.
Or boxes from China.
We're giving away bootleg Snuggies?
Yes.
Are you serious? The Snuggies are $14.99.
No, they're $19.99, apparently.
I saw them for $14.99 at Target this week.
They're like $1.99 if you get them from slave labor places.
Oh, man.
I can't believe we're giving away bootleg Snuggies.
Yep.
By the way, bootleg Snuggie, playing Coachella, I hear.
So they're replacing the name Chick Sporting Goods. They're going to change it to Dick's Sporting Goods, so it's replacing Chicks with Dick. What, is Doc in charge of the names now? Sheesh.
That is odd, isn't it?
It is questionable.
Call for Bean?
Hey, Bean, guess what? I'm going to the post office. Woo!
Dude, I went yesterday. You can't burn me with that.
That's only a burn on Bean because he loves going to the post office.
Whereas the rest
of us go if we absolutely have to, which is pretty much never.
Right.
Anymore.
Maybe.
Hey, Bean, I just got back from the post office, and guess what? I got jury duty! Woo! Yeah!
Now that's a burn, right?
He's just rubbing it in.
You know the Michael Jackson clip, This Is It?
Mm-hmm.
And by this is it, I mean this is it.
This will be it. Right. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final. This is the final curtain call. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
So wait, this is it? This is it. Not it, though. This is it? I just want to be clear. This is it. Okay.
This is it. I mean, this is really it.
This is it. Yeah.
We got it.
A girl who listens to the show that we know falls to the ground in some type of agony every time a certain word is said.
Yes.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's true.
Moist.
She just had a seizure.
Literally fall. I don't understand that, but
I don't know.
Isn't it funny, out of all the things that we've done on this show over the years, that's the one that people seem to remember the longest?
It's so weird.
I mean, that we had that conversation with her how many years ago, do you think?
Six, eight?
Yeah, six or seven, yeah.
It was a long time ago.
People still think of it because it's just so darn crazy.
Yeah. Hey, this is Tommy Lee. Psycho Mike, I just want to say thanks for playing my yesterday. Yeah, you had really soft lips, bro. You're gay. Well, I guess I'm gay too. Rip and shred. Yeah. Well, anyways, I just want to say, Lisa May, I want to play drums on your ass with my giant rip.
That's pretty good.
I like the guy calling to do an impression of Mike's impression of Tommy Lee.
Mike, what are you talking about?
All right, enough.
Oh, is that the real Tommy Lee we've been talking to? Sorry, I didn't know.
And when we have an impression, it's Tom Green.
Tom Green.
Hey, have you guys heard the new Octomom and Beyonce Knowles remix? All my preemie babies, all my preemie babies, all my preemie babies, all my preemie babies.
Okay.
No?
Fail.
Yeah, fail. Fail.com, sorry. We did an internet roundup not too long ago with this wacky announcer for the Panthers in the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
Hockey.
Right out in front again. The Panthers swap at it, and they score. Richard Sednik, I believe, is going to get the goal. This game is tied up at 3. Waka waka.
Panthers come right back with a 2-on-1 down the left side. Here's Ballard with a wrist shot. Shoots. He scores. We've landed on the moon.
They shoot. They score. Do you watch all the
I don't understand what that means. I don't watch the American Idol, but apparently Randy Jackson was doing his impression of me last night.
Randy from American Idol pulled the Kevin. Very well done job, baby. Very well done job, baby. What the hell? Kevin.
Sometimes when you talk a lot, the words don't come out the exact order that you plan.
That's what he said last night. So he's my people, apparently.
Very well job done, baby.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and remind you that I believe today is the one-year anniversary of the Kevin and Bean theme, the theme song. Go! 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 Play it! Play it! I love that song. Phoenix makes.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Do we have to, the Kevin and Bean theme song?
No, God, no.
I had almost forgotten it.
We don't have to at all. It was a mistake a year ago, and it would be a mistake now.
Well, wasn't it
and
supposed to be
two wrongs don't
bad?
Make a right.
Wasn't that the point of it?
Well, I think it was.
Then didn't we achieve our goal?
We did.
So shouldn't we play it?
No, Lisa breeds fire. Lisa's.
I say play it.
Yeah.
Play it.
Well, if Lisa says so, let's at least start it and see.
Okay.
We are the team from Kevin and Bean. We're number one on the radio scene. From the beach to the valley and the city. LA 909 and the OC.
I'm Ralph Garman and I'm the best. I got more talent than all the rest. Yep. Master of voices and showbiz news. Ain't nobody can fill my shoes.
All right.
Sexual expert, that is me. I banged every girl from here to Philly. That's the city of brotherly love. King of Mexico, put on the fingerless glove.
That's right, ladies, I'm the king. South of the border, red, white, and green. I can't speak Spanish and grammar is lame. I just rock the no game game. If you think you could handle a piece of me, come down to the bunker in the LBC. LBC.
Long Beach in the house.
Yo! Chocolate for breakfast and for lunch. $400 a month. A month! My name is Lightning, call me Jay. Passing judgment is the game I play. I like big trucks and real big boobies. I'm the best at making movies.
Did we mention that this is supposed to be bad?
Yeah.
You know those 80s songs that the sports teams did that were so horrible? Like the Super Bowl Shuffle and stuff?
That's what we were aiming for.
But this is even worse than those,
right? But we were trying to make it worse.
At least those had black guys on them, so they had some rhythm.
You better have nice rims on your ride if you want me to sell you any bride.
I like lettuce and bad TV. When it comes to cigarettes, I'm a real OG. Eat pop brownies, go see a play. I'm the traffic hottie named Lisa May. Traffic is the name of my game. There's a huge backup in my lane.
I'm the man who makes the beats. DJ Omar Khan with the Cucamonga heat. King of the treble and the bass. I want to punch Rachel Ray in her fat whore face. Eat it, snort it, inject it too. I've done every drug that there is to do. On the ones and twos, I deepen the night. Everything's gonna be okay, alright? Rich green pleather, bright yellow hair. My sentence structure is beyond compare. Kevin's the name, don't wear it out. I already forgot what I was talking about. Could someone please fill me in? Big Ducks fan. Watch all the time him. All the time him. Big Ducks fan. I'm the music man. I write this song. And I play with my all day long. When I'm not pumping iron, I pump my fist. So much that I injured my wrist. I'm Psycho Mike. And I'm here to say my life would be better if I just turned gay. Gay.
I was 6'2" on my date of birth. I'd rather live on Pluto than planet Earth. B to the E to the A to the N. I consider my bulldog my best friend. At night, I dream of my sweet sack. If stupid Vanessa would give him back. Lurking deep in the Seattle fog, I furiously type up my gay blog. I'm an aspirin.
Can't play that part, but what? You get the idea. Yeah. You get the
Super
idea.
Super horn gets edited? Yeah. Come on.
What the hell was that?
That was the,
one of the worst I've ever heard.
It was
I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not right for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
I can only speak for myself, but I'm gonna go with Dancer. Gotta be honest.
Of the two choices that you're being presented by
it's
Brandon
who
Barr,
I am.
You think Dancer?
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to dance.
Well, you can't stop yourself. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, Frank Shamrock from the MMA later on today, and we'll talk to comedian actor Tom Green coming up just after 7. By the way, we probably won't have time to get into this with Tom, but Mike is the guy who liked Freddy Got Fingered, in case you're wondering who the one guy was who was out there that liked that movie.
Loved and worshipped.
Apparently it was Mike.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the world put it on every worst movie ever made list, but for some reason Mike enjoyed Freddy Got Fingered.
Yes, he did.
Mike loves bad. That's why. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch of features on the K-Rock website, including a new feature called Kevin Annoys You. Here's the theme, and you'll be able to tell that not a lot of work went into
Kevin,
this.
Kevin
Annoys You.
Okay, so that's that. That's it. That's the whole theme.
But I still don't understand how this is different than every other hour of every other day that people work with you.
It isn't really, except for I got a little flip video thing and video camera, mm-hmm. and I walk up to people unannounced. I don't tell them what I'm doing, and I put the camera literally right in their face, in their eye, like too close. So I invade their space, and they start freaking out because they don't know what to do. They feel uncomfortable because I'm too close. Sometimes I poke them in the eye with the camera. I mean, it's really just, it's absurd, but it seems to have worked out quite well.
Okay.
Here's Aisa. She works in promotions, and she was very upset because she didn't put on makeup that day, and she was afraid she would look bad. So I don't tell her anything. I just walk up and put the camera literally about a quarter of an inch from her eye.
Hi. What are you doing? I don't have makeup on. Why are you getting so close to me? Dude, I don't have any makeup on. Kevin, don't. Dude, come on. I look like You are so mean.
Yeah, so that's one.
You do not do that to a woman with no makeup on.
I know.
Bastard.
You see these videos on, we're talking about KRock.com, the Kevin and Bean section. It's Kevin and Bean TV. Kevin Annoys You is what we're watching. And they all look like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
I mean, the camera is just jumping up and down and circling all around everybody's heads. And it's like blurry. And it's just, it's crazy how close you get.
Usually what happens is I get too close. And then the physical response from them is to reach up and grab the camera and try to pull it away.
Sure.
So that's why sometimes it shakes all over the place. You can't even tell what's going on. This is producer Alex.
I'm trying to eat your nuts.
That's for another time.
This is turning out better than I thought.
Kevin, you are way more annoying than Lightning, and I don't know how that's possible.
I take
that
as a compliment.
Good job.
Went into Omar. He didn't know what was going on. Got too close to him.
Yes, can I help you? The hell are you doing? What the hell? What are you doing?
Don't have time to play it all, but he sounded like he was in a good mood right there.
Mm-hmm.
He started turning. He got a little angry.
Oh.
Omar was just about to kick my ass. So Kat was on the air, and I walked into the studio when Kat was on the air and literally just filmed her eye.
Did my cornea look okay?
Never better.
Stop. You're totally like burning my retina. It's like a horror movie.
What's funny is that, and I guess this is true of just everybody, camera or not, is you're willing to accept an invasion of your personal space for a very brief time. But anything
right.
beyond that, you go, okay, now I'm uncomfortable. And then it doesn't take very long from I'm uncomfortable to now I'm angry.
Yeah.
To get the That's hell away
quick,
from me.
It's a pretty quick turn. Remember our former receptionist, Janelle?
Of course.
Oh, do I ever.
Went to her yesterday, and she's the first person that literally just reached up and grabbed the camera and turned it around on me.
Good for her.
And I was not ready for that.
Hi. How are you? You want me to film you?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
People don't want to see me. They want to see you.
No, they want to see you. Oh my God, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think she was happy about that.
She has never looked better than she does in that video, by the way. You should annoy her every single day, Kevin.
Just walk up every day and do that?
Yep. Every day.
So Miss Cleo is the last one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's sitting answering phones, and she has kind of a, not really low-cut shirt, but enough that it...
Listen,
that,
with her, every yes. shirt is low-cut.
So I start on her face, and then... I start videotaping her face, and then she blocks her face, so I tilt it down to get her boobs.
Yeah.
And that's when she turns on me.
Oh, Kevin! What are you doing? No, I'm the next victim. Hey!
Hey was right when she realized I was going for the top. That's
uh-huh.
when she shouted,
hey! I'll hit you in the balls like I hit Mike. It's
yeah.
like a horror movie.
All right, so that's it anyway. That's Kevin Annoys
Please,
You.
Kevin, not in the face.
Very well job done, baby.
Very well Thanks, job dog. Done, baby.
Sweet.
Very job well done.
Very well job done, baby.
Nice.
Ralph, am I high, or is it perhaps the most talented top 12 we've seen in a long time on American Idol?
It's pretty impressive.
A lot of good singers.
Yeah, there's four or five there who could easily win. Bean emailed me last week and said, why don't they just give it to Lil Rounds? She's already the winner. Boom, she's the winner.
Who's that?
Bean.
Lil Round?
Yeah, Lil Rounds, little black girl.
Okay.
She's really good.
Is she related to Lil Neckbone?
I think she is.
Okay.
And Lil Kim.
A little half dead?
Right. And Lil Bow Wow.
She's got some competition, though. There's no question.
She's going to get smoked.
No question.
She's going to get smoked.
Are they still doing covers of other people's songs that are bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So far.
Still out.
She's going to get crushed by Burning Man Make Out Gay Dude.
Right.
He's going to crush. Adam Gokey's going to crush her. She's not even going to be close.
All right.
There's a lot of guys in there who are going to beat her.
It's good, good competition. Kevin, it's not too late for you to get on board the American Idol train.
Yeah, I'd like
just
to,
now pulling out of the station.
Very well job done, baby.
6:52. Ralph is here with the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I have some tickets to give away to the red carpet world premiere of a little movie called I Love You, Man.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Paul Rudd, really Jason Segel. Jason Segel picking on Lou Ferrigno makes me laugh every time I see the trailer. Stop calling me Hulk. Come on, Hulk. Stop calling me Hulk. Gets up and just like puts him in a headlock. It's awesome. It's in theaters on March the 20th. However, you get to see it on March the 17th if you're a lucky winner, which of course is St. Patrick's Day. So you can get loaded and go see I Love You, Man. Sounds like a good idea. And this is a four-pack of tickets, so you and three friends get to go. It says here, so you can have a bromantic time with your friends.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen.
Five lucky winners, 1-800-520. What's the number again?
1067.
Thanks so much. Get a four-pack of tickets right now to I Love You, Man. First five callers.
Very well job done, baby.
Thank you so
By
much.
By the way, Paul Rudd and Jason Segel both in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show Tuesday morning.
That's right.
Nice.
We're going to be knocking back a few Guinnesses. I might bring in a little bottle of Jamesons.
Might have to.
Have a few shooters to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Two legendary Irishmen, Jason Segel and Paul Rudd. Surely Rudd may be Irish, but I'm pretty sure Siegel's a Jew.
Yeah.
With that kind of name.
But on that day,
that name's kind of
everyone's Irish.
And name's kind of Jewy, that's all I'm saying. Lil' Kim.
Yep.
Is putting to rest any thoughts we may have had of what did B.I.G. think of the movie Notorious about his life?
She talked to him?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, Kevin, Lil' Kim says she talks to her late boyfriend all the time.
I was joking.
I'm not.
Wow.
I'm a very spiritual person, and he comes to me many times in my dreams and talks to me.
Wow.
Lil' Kim said. To be honest with you, I know for a fact he's not happy. He's not satisfied at all with that movie. There was much more to him than the way they put it out to be in that movie. She also believes that he will have his revenge.
Okay.
He will hit back at those he believed wronged him. He
what's
knows
he waiting
who's
for?
Who and what's what. Believe that. The way he's feeling, it's going to come out later.
Oh. It's hanging over our heads now. Like
from the grave he's going to come out. That's bad.
But what is wrong with this woman?
But an excellent idea for a sequel, by the way.
I like it.
Rapper attacking from the grave.
I like
Sweet.
It.
Sweet. Give him a hockey mask and a chainsaw. Notorious Friday the 13th. I like it.
I like it when you call me Dead Papa. It can be the theme song.
Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. How about that?
He's dead.
Very well job done, baby.
Very well job done.
Thank you.
Miley Cyrus may have the world by the ass, but not all the glitters is gold, my friend. Beneath the surface, she's got troubles too, just like everyone else. In fact, sometimes a little worse. Miley Cyrus suffers from tachycardia. Did you know that?
I don't know what that is.
Tachycardia is a heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all that dangerous or life-threatening, but it means that her resting heart rate is very fast. Her heart beats at an extreme rate.
Okay.
She's a hummingbird.
Yeah. And she says there's not a moment on stage when she's performing that she's not thinking about her heart because it's pounding so quickly.
It seems bad.
That does seem bad. I wonder if they have paddles waiting in the wings. Montana's down! Clear!
You're a f***ing downer.
Hayden Panettiere had a little mini meltdown in Hawaii last weekend. Apparently, photographers waiting on the red carpet at the charity event that she was appearing got a little too close, and she flipped out, screaming at the press to back up because some of them apparently were grabbing and touching her.
Oh,
let me tell you something. You don't ever touch Hayden Panettiere, ever. If you do, I will hunt you down.
Was Kevin annoying her with his camera? Is that what was going on?
That's what it was, yeah. She made the point by finishing off her tirade saying they were responsible for making her life miserable.
Wow.
Oh.
Someone is cranky.
Somebody needs a nap.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon, by the way, smokes Psycho Mike. Smokes him. You know, Psycho Mike's like, oh, I worked out for an hour this weekend.
Right.
I had to look at some barbed wire, and then I had to throw a Super Bowl, and then I had to
play jacks,
kneel down and get back up on my feet again twice. Yeah. Yeah. Matt Damon is entering the Cape Argus bike trek. You familiar with the Cape Argus bike trek?
Nope.
I recognize the word bike. That's
okay.
It.
Not even trek? Can
nope.
I get you there?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, it's a event in South Africa, which is a 68-mile bike race.
Okay.
68 miles on a bike.
That's a lot.
Over
long
the rough terrain of South Africa.
That doesn't seem good.
It's a man's race. They're like, oh, I had to kneel under a limbo stick, and then I had to drink some protein powder. You know, whatever. Mike's little challenge.
That is accurate. What Mike did last weekend.
Weak-ass challenge. And you remember Cheers, legendary sitcom Cheers?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
About a former ball player who was a bartender at a popular bar in Boston.
I
never saw that one,
70s,
but I heard
80s?
It was very funny.
80s.
80s, yeah. Okay.
But everybody knew their name there.
I hear that's true.
Yeah. And they had Norm and Cliff and the wacky gang of lovable characters on that sitcom. Very popular sitcom for like 10 years or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The real Sam Malone, the guy that Ted Danson played on the show, is inspired by a bartender in an actual bar in Boston called Eddie Doyle.
Okay.
And that bar just fired him. He's been laid off due to the economic hardships going on.
Ouch.
Right.
Isn't he, I would imagine, a huge tourist draw?
Huge
though?
Tourist draw. And the bar that Cheers was based on also a big draw, along with Eddie. And he said he has used the bar's fame and his own to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for charity. And now they've let him go.
Huh.
Hmm.
Times are tough.
That sucks.
Even for Eddie Doyle.
Screw him.
You know, as I mentioned, I never saw the Cheers.
You never saw an episode of Cheers?
I did. I meant to. But I do remember the night of the finale. Remember, Ralph? The whole cast was on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
At the time. Was it even Jay Leno then, or was it before that? But
I think
they were
Leno,
all
yeah.
plastered. Like, yeah. They couldn't have been any drunker. It was some of the most embarrassing television you've ever seen, because
awesome.
They just didn't even care that they were on TV.
That
it was
hilarious.
That was one of Kelsey Grammer's last hurrahs before he
went
into rehab.
True.
It
was his last,
one of his first
one of his last loaded episodes. It's no Danny DeVito on Limoncello on The View, don't get me wrong, which is still the classic drunken behavior.
Yeah, that is the best
television I've ever seen. But today's celebrity birthday is Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry. Be happy. Remember that? Remember it?
Nope.
That guy. What would you need him for?
Yeah. Let's all play something.
Celebrities.
What was that?
Hey, if you guys can play all kinds of stuff all over each other, so can I.
He is that guy. What would you need him for?
He's 59 years old today. Lisa Loeb's 41 years old. Terrence Howard, Hustle and Flow. Iron Man, most recently, he is 40 years old today. Johnny Knoxville turns 38. Benji and Joe Madden of Good Charlotte are 30. And Thora Birch from American Beauty and other feature films turns 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I was mentioning a few moments ago that Paul Rudd and Jason Segel from that new film, I Love You Man, are going to be in studio next week. Yeah. Check this out. Also next week, Nicolas Cage on the show. Oscar winner Nicolas Cage is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
We got Josh Freese, the legendary drummer,
nice.
Who you know what's going on, all the crazy stuff that's going on with him, right?
He's selling Josh everything Freese. That some weird, weird things where you can eat with him at, you know, Roscoe's Fried, whatever that is.
Right.
Chicken and waffles. Yeah. It's weird stuff.
You pay enough, he'll take you down to Rosarito and kill a hooker for you. I mean, it's just weird. He'll do anything.
You can do mushrooms with him and Twiggy and drive around in their Lamborghini.
That's
and,
true.
Some
yes,
guy from
that's
Tool.
One of the things he's actually doing. Phil Kagan from The Amazing Race is going to be on the program next week. TV's Batman, Adam West, who's appearing on 30 Rock soon, he's going to be on next week.
Wow.
We've got so much stuff.
By the way, that Amazing Race is a good, good show.
It is.
Yeah.
Should be in high def, but.
Well, that's the problem. So, anyway, that's all next week on The Kevin Amin Show. Right now, though, we have to take care of our little retarded friend, Psycho Mike, who apparently really couldn't figure out how to get dressed in the morning unless his wife left him instructions.
It has taken us about 2 days to get our heads around this. So you're going to have to do the speed course. You're going to have to hear this. You're going to have to accept that the facts are true.
Okay.
The fact is Psycho Mike is married.
Right.
And his wife told him it's okay for him to go get a massage with a happy ending.
That's fine.
That's fine with her.
Yes.
That's not cheating.
Right.
I knew that Jenny was nearly perfect. I didn't realize that she was, in fact, totally perfect until I heard that.
No, what this means is Jenny wants nothing to do with Mike and she's sending him off to like get it handled someplace else.
Go have somebody else do that.
Put that away.
I'm not
she's not sending me to a brothel. She was simply saying that, you know, when you're getting a massage, you're at a fully relaxed point. You're enjoying yourself.
I think everyone understands how it works.
She doesn't see any problem with it being thorough and complete.
Okay. So Psycho Mike went out to try and make that happen. And I'm going to let him start with place one to tell you how it went. If you could be brief.
Yeah.
Each location you went to.
Well, the first place was Burke Williams.
Okay. Come on.
That's a reputable place.
That is a high-end.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Well,
very nice.
Here's how it all started. It was about a year ago right now because it was a birthday present for me. I'd never gotten a massage in my life. Someone gave me a gift certificate to get one at Burke Williams. And I'm getting this massage. And like I said, it's the first time I'd ever experienced this. And I said to myself, this is great. I really, what would top it all off would be the icing on the cake, you know?
Sure.
And I didn't want to openly ask for it. I figured this is probably a reputable business, but I didn't know how things go. Maybe there was some secret code. So I just like kept my mouth shut. And every time the young lady would get towards the top of my thigh, I would creep my
you're just trying to move
my twig and berries a little closer to where her hands were.
But you didn't get any sense that that was a possibility.
No, there. It was very up and up there. So
Did you say anything? I mean, did you try to be as vague as possible and say, are there any extras? Is there anything not on the menu? I mean, did you ask any questions at all?
No, I didn't. But from what little I tried body language. From what little I knew about massages, I figured Burke Williams probably wasn't the place to try that.
Well,
probably
that's certainly not a place I would start if I were trying to look for what you were looking for.
But that kicked off my hunt, my search.
Place two.
So then I went to a place in Monterey Park, because I live in a really like heavily Asian area, a lot of Asian population.
Yes.
So I just right down the San Gabriel Valley, I cruise down like Main Street and go into Alhambra
Monterey
Park.
A place called Jerk Williams, did you?
And I see.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
If you have kids, perhaps this isn't the conversation for you.
I see a really dark massage parlor, and it has no writing on it except for a couple, I think, Chinese characters, and a picture of a stick figure woman massaging a man with a medical sign, like a bootleg medical sign that they like photoshopped off a St. Elsewhere box set.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
And I say to myself, that's my spot.
That's the place.
That's where it's going to go down.
Okay.
So I pop a U-turn, and I walk in. I said, hey, now. What's a GI got to do to get a little massage?
Right.
And they handled me, exchanged the money real quick, and I went into this room, and it was like a normal massage bed, almost exactly like the one in Burke Williams, but the room was undecorated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Lady comes in, doesn't speak any English.
That's all right, because you can decorate it.
Yes,
you
know? Yeah, exactly. Doesn't speak any English. Did not get what I was looking for, but she did walk on my back and hit me a lot.
which, by the way, is just insult to injury after all the years you spent in the jungle fighting Charlie. Now
that's
you
right.
got to come back to your own country
and get
beat
up. Let me tell you something.
Up.
Over there, they knew how to treat a GI.
Yeah,
you walk
right
in, they knew how to.
Okay,
last man out of Saigon.
Before we move on to place three, so you went into a place that seemed seedy enough that this might be something that could be negotiated off menu. Did you say anything to them? Did you give them? Did you let them know that's what you're looking for, or are you just laying there hoping that they'll read your mind and they'll do it?
Yeah. I didn't exactly say anything to her, but when I did try to talk to her, I said, "So what massages do you offer? Do you like shiatsu, sports?"
Right.
She just goes, and shakes her head yes and
so
no.
You're like,
so
I'm in.
I'm like, this might not be the spot. So I had to use, like I said, the language of love, the universal language. And what I did was they give you a towel or like some type of like linen boxers that you can put on so you feel more comfortable.
Linen boxers that the last guy wore?
Yeah.
And
I decided to not wear them at all.
Okay.
And I just had like a playgirl pose naked when she came in back in.
Oh my
okay.
God.
She knocked on the door. I was like, it's okay, I come in. And she came in. I was lying sideways like, yeah, I'm ready.
Uh-huh.
And that didn't work.
Same result though.
Yeah.
Okay, so
no one makes friends with a failure.
So place three.
Place three was connected to a Chinese restaurant that I've never seen anybody ever go into, but has somehow stayed in business since before I was born.
Okay. So
I figured
it's a front.
It's a sure thing.
Exactly.
All right.
Nope.com.
Okay.
But
really?
You didn't ever say anything anyone.
I don't know what the
code
is.
All you did is like arching your groin.
Yeah, no. But listen, Lisa May's got it right. By the second massage parlor, I'm practically doing like a wrestler's bridge
right.
to put my pickle near her face or her hand so that she knows that that's where I want her to focus on.
Right. Okay. So, but you didn't say anything there.
No.
I don't know what the code is. Maybe we should have people call who do this and tell us what you can say and what you can't say or whatever. But it seems like you should.
There's got to be something.
It seems like you should. When you strike out going to those places, it seems like perhaps you're a failure.
It does, definitely. But I think Ralph made an excellent point in the office yesterday, which is it's incumbent on the client to bring it up in a way that is understood by the operator because they're worried about some sort of police entrapment.
Of course.
Right? They're worried if they offer it, if they just come out and say, hey, how would you like me to finish this, then they're worried somehow they get arrested. So it's on you, Mike, to make it clear. And it doesn't sound like you're trying, and I don't know if that's because you're shy or afraid or what.
You shy?
Yeah, no, and it's weird because you guys have heard like my red carpet interviews or like man on the street.
You're not a shy
man.
I'm
the guy who's willing to ask the embarrassing questions or uncomfortable questions. But somehow when it gets to that situation, even when it's like when I was a single guy trying to pick up girls in a bar, when it comes to something having to do with romance or intimacy at all, I get really bashful. And I didn't want to just open up and say that. Plus, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, just went to New York City on a business trip and went to a massage parlor that he thought was on the up and up to get a real massage and ended up getting success.
Right.
And just out of the blue. So
you thought it's going to happen. It's
just, all right. And I'm very naive to how this whole massage thing goes. I didn't know if there was a secret code. I didn't know if I did have to say something or not. And I figured by choosing the places that looked the seediest.
But Mike, don't disparage the young women who do this because this is also a real massage. Mm-hmm. They just happen to be massaging one part of your body 100 times in a row. That's
right.
All.
In fact, it's a better massage as far as I'm concerned. I don't understand.
All right, place three, you strike out.
Place three, I got to the point where I was standing up. When she came back in the room, I was standing up naked and I was like flexing my abs. And I was like, come on now.
And how did that work out?
It didn't work out at all.
So maybe a new tact.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so
I trimmed and everything, and nothing. I get nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, and it doesn't seem like...
At some point, you got to say something, maybe?
Place four. Place four.
Will fail.
Maybe there's some kind of code, like...
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.
Maybe there's something like that that you have to say that you don't know of.
I don't know, but I want success, and I feel like if I'm going to go in and get a massage and pay money for a massage, why should they omit that part of my body? And I just...
Well, it's illegal, I think, is the
that
fear.
That may be one reason.
I mean... That's why they're not, overwhelmingly jumping on you, because it would be illegal and they would, go to jail or whatever.
And a lot of people don't go for that. So that would be offensive to some people.
I'm fully aware that a lot of this is probably my fault.
Oh, a lot, you think?
All your fault.
I just want to know what I can do.
Okay, so place four, you strike out as well.
I wore a condom to place four.
Nah, that's not, that doesn't.
That should have told them all they needed to know right then.
Oh, Mike.
All right, we need to take a break.
You struggle.
When we come back, we want to know if Kevin's right, if there is a secret massage parlor lingo that Mike just doesn't know. There's some code that can be broken if he just has the password.
The chair is against the wall.
That may
the
be
chair
it.
Chair is against the wall.
Maybe you should try that today.
What's he supposed to say? What's he supposed to do? And do the best you can to explain it to us in a way that won't get us fired or off the air. All right? Your call's next, 1-800-520-1067. We'll return after this on Kevin.
A warning, some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
Morning, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ.
Well, Mike,
you see how I'm lying?
I can't imagine how they didn't get the message.
You see how I'm lying?
Put your legs down.
That's how I
and
prepare
together,
myself.
Please.
I thought that was enough of a message.
Psycho Mike has gone to four different places looking for a happy ending.
Yep. Right.
And has failed every step of the way.
Just a message for Psycho Mike. You're an idiot,
yes.
Okay? You don't have any talent. You're not funny. You're a moron.
And you can't get the most obvious thing across to the people who do it for a living, who do it all the time. For some reason, you can't figure out how to make it work.
Everyone else can.
I'm sorry.
Right, let's start with Tony in Compton. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Very good, thanks. What is Psycho Mike missing? Is there some type of code?
No. As soon as you get in there, you just have to start getting touchy with them.
You have to touch them?
Yes. You got to make the first move. They're scared to do anything because if they think you're a cop, they're not going to want to do anything. So as soon as you start getting touchy with them, it's on.
This is like now, a setup. I feel like
no, but that, does
he's
make
gonna get arrested.
That does make sense, though, because the police officer, if they're trying to entrap the person, they can't start massaging them or something like that, or rubbing their hands over them, because then that would, you know, that wouldn't be that wouldn't hold up in court. I guess that does make sense. What he's saying is, don't wait for them to make the first move.
Tony, I mean, remember we're on the radio, but how touchy feely do I have to get? I mean, do I just pat her on the behind, or do I?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Just there give her a little pat. Hey, you're doing a good job. Pat.
Okay, I guess I'd be willing to do that.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Let's try Dave in Covina. He's on line 5. He's got nonverbal suggestions for you. And I know you think that you're being all sexy and whatnot with that position you were laying in, Mike, but apparently there's something else you can do. Hi, Dave. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
Tony's right. That works. And, well, you know when someone says something really uninteresting and you say, yeah, yeah, and you move your hand up and down?
Right.
Yeah, give them that hand signal because, you know, there's a language barrier.
Okay.
True. That is a universal sign.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, yeah, I thought about the universal sign for that.
Right.
But I got to admit, guys, I got nervous. I mean, I got a little timid when it came to that. I thought I was in, let's say the towel that was around me was pushing up.
Right.
Okay, so I thought that that was a good sign.
But some guys don't. I mean, sometimes that's out of your control. So there might be a guy laying there who has that happen who doesn't want them to pay any attention to that.
I guess so. Okay. Well, I'll give that a shot too.
So make it look like you're shaking up a beer bottle, basically, right. Is what we're talking about.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's try Tom in Laguna Beach. He's got some lingo maybe I'm not familiar with. Maybe this will help. Tom on line 1. Hey, Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead. What do you got for Psycho Mike?
Okay. So what you do, Psycho Mike, when you go in there and you have the option to actually put on the towel.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. You stay away from that option. What you do is when you lay down, you actually wave a flag. I like to call it the tail. So when you lay down on your stomach, you actually create a tail-like scenario.
Oh, okay.
They come in, they see it, and they're like, it's a universal sign, kind of like when someone's choking, they put their hands on their neck.
Right.
That's pretty much the universal sign for, hey.
I feel like we're getting set up. I think Mike's going to go try all this stuff, and they're going to just laugh at him.
Right. What you do is you wear a chicken suit, and then you tar and feather yourself.
Tom, thanks for the call. All right, here's an email from Brandon, Kevin, and I think this is exactly what you were thinking of. There's some code. There's some reading between the lines. Listen to Brandon. About 6 years ago, my uncle told his friend the UPS driver who frequented a Korean parlor in Buena Park. Apparently, he went so often that if you were to go there and tell them that you knew the UPS guy, you were in.
What?
That's the kind of code. I know the UPS guy. That means I'm in. I know what goes on here. I've been invited by someone.
I know the UPS guy.
Apparently the phrase at that particular place anyway.
Oh, so. I see. All right.
Mike, are you going to go back?
Yeah. Try again? I'm going to try to start using all of these suggestions and see if they work.
All the other calls that we have on hold are a different variation of that. You have to start. You have to touch. Mm-hmm. Paul and Chino does say that you need to ask for a table shower.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Which is, I believe, a golden shower.
No.
I was kidding. No. but that's a guarantee.
Okay.
But apparently there is no guarantee because Mike is unable to make this happen.
Well.
And by the way, as a side note, as a PS to this, how about a follow-up conversation with Mrs. Psycho Mike, who apparently thinks this is okay?
No, we need to talk to her for sure.
What's that about?
I think Lisa May's right. It's just anything to get me out of the house and away from her.
All right, so tomorrow we'll talk to Mrs. And then Friday we want you to have succeeded.
Oh, birthday just go weekend. In. Little birthday special.
Yes.
Okay.
Go in and tell them that you know the UPS guy.
Yeah.
It's all
this table needs a shower.
I'm going to be honest with you when I tell you that I thought Michael Jackson night on American Idol last night was going to, as Kevin would say, blow.
Yeah, I would think so.
Pretty tough to do Michael Jackson songs. They've pretty much been done, right? Here's Ryan talking about the big evening that they had.
Michael Jackson has been blazing a path through the music industry for 40 years. Forever changing the shape of R&B, pop, and even rock. His music is celebrated the world over with a staggering 750 million record sales to date. His album Thriller sold over 100 million copies alone, a feat that has never been repeated, making him one of the best-selling artists of all time.
And Michael Jackson joins us on the phone to talk about last night's Michael Jackson Night on American Idol right now on the world-famous K-Rock. Good morning, Michael.
How do you like me now, bitch?
You do rock music?
Yeah.
Huh.
Technically.
Ow!
wasn't.
I think he gets the Rock credit maybe for a little bit of Smooth Criminal and maybe for a little bit of Beat It, but that's about it. I think.
Wow.
For Rock with You.
Dirty Diana. How about that? That was Rock.
Not really.
Rock hard.
You sound so so energized. We haven't heard you this excited about
this because this is it. This is it.
This is what?
This is it.
What it?
It's it.
Did you watch the show, the tribute, the 2-hour tribute to Michael Jackson last night? You did.
I love to see other artists interpreting my work.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So of course, I tuned in to watch all of the 13 competitors sing songs from my catalog. It was an honor, and it was really great to watch them all perform songs that I've done.
Okay. Would you mind if I play just a couple of maybe some 15-second clips of some of the performances last night? We can get maybe your reaction to hearing these songs done their way?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay, here's a little bit of one of the favorites in the competition, young woman named Lil Rounds, and here she is doing one of your big hit songs. I'm keeping you satisfied. You're the one on me, the way you're making me feel. Yeah. You're really turning me on. What'd you think about that last night, Mike?
Jam out! I thought she did a great job, but I think it's a little unfair that she had those two people helping her. Everyone else had to sing on their own.
It's two people.
And she had two people that she had inside her pants.
Oh.
And behind her, she had two small midgets living in her pants.
Mm.
And
no,
I think
no.
They may have been singing backup or helping her sing some harmonies or something.
I think that's maybe just her enormous ass is all.
Oh, yeah, right. Like a human being could have an ass that big.
Well, she's had a bunch of kids, Lil has. Maybe could that have been what you were looking at?
I've seen smaller butts on elephants.
Okay. All right. Then we have,
smuggling something. They should run her through some sort of metal detector to make sure she doesn't have WMDs in
her
pants.
Wow.
She does not have a small ass.
No.
Not a tight ass, no. All right, there's a contestant, Michael, on the show named Scott from Arizona who is blind. Did you see him singing one of your songs last night?
I did, and I think that blind people shouldn't be allowed to sing.
What?
It just creeps me out.
What about guys like Stevie Wonder?
Looking all over the place, and well, at least put some sunglasses on.
Okay.
It just freaked me out.
Here he is doing a song, I guess one of the songs that you did called Keep the Faith. To keep the faith. Don't let nobody turn you around. You gotta know it's good to go. Get your dreams up off the ground. So besides being creeped out by the blindness, what'd you think?
I don't even remember that song.
That's not
I have no idea what he was singing.
I don't either.
They told me it was one of mine, but I have no recollection of ever recording a song like that.
Really? Because apparently you wrote it, I guess, is what they were saying on the show
last night. Written a song, but I think he read the lyrics wrong or something.
Okay, well, that's possible.
Making a song up because
All right.
He shouldn't be allowed to sing because he's blind.
Here's a little bit of Beat It, which is one of the most recognizable songs in your catalog, done by the Indian-American contestant on the program named Anoop. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. You want to be tough, better do what you can. So beat it, but you want to be better. How about Anoop Dogg? What'd you think of him, Mikey?
Wow, that sucked. And I think he would have done better if he had come out in his traditional headdress and with a bow and arrow, and then he could have tapped into voting block.
No,
I don't think anyone's going to be interested in.
He's dots, not feathers. He's a Indian American. His family comes from the country of India.
He's not an American Indian.
No, not at all.
Then
all right.
Then why would? Oh, never mind.
All right. There's a contestant named Adam who lives here in Los Angeles, auditioned up in San Francisco. He's got the guy liner and the jet black hair. He's very theatrical, shall we say. And that is code. And here he is singing your song, Black or White. I had to tell them I ain't second to none. And I told them about equality. And it's true, you're either wrong or you're right. Yeah. Wow. But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black. How about Adam, Mike?
Wow, is he gay. Yikes.
I was trying hard not to say that, Michael.
Holy crap. Who is he, Liza Minnelli? When I'm calling you gay, that's saying something.
That is saying something.
Wow, is that dude gay.
Well.
When Duran called, they want their hairdo back.
What? Oh, what? I thought I was trapped in the 80s.
Wow.
God damn it, he's gay.
All right, Michael, it's okay.
Wow.
He's still a good singer, though, right? He can still be a good singer even if he likes the fellas, right?
I feel so straight watching him.
Wow. That's saying something.
And finally,
what a gay guy!
There are two very
he's
hot blondes.
Gay.
Oh, all right, we've moved on now, Michael.
I can't get over how gay he is.
There are two very hot blondes in the top 13. Both very young, very hot. Both have kids at home, by the way. This is little Megan, and she's singing a Jackson 5 song that you did called "Rockin' Robin." Listen to this. How about little Megan? What do you think of her, Mikey?
Oh, come on. That song blew when we did it. What? I've recorded hundreds of songs.
You know that song blew?
And she sang that one?
Yeah, she sure did.
I didn't even want to sing that song.
Wow.
That was one of the ones that if I didn't sing, Dad would beat me.
Oh.
The only reason I sang it was to avoid the belt.
Oh.
What the hell's wrong with her, Rockin' Robin?
That's rough.
That song is for, like, children and, and the developmentally disabled.
Yeah, maybe not a good choice then, I guess. So.
Sing that. It's like some camp. Special Olympic losers.
All right.
Oh, this is a horrible program.
It is a horrible program. That's what I've been saying.
And I can't sell records?
That's correct.
And these people are on television?
That's correct.
Oh. Oh, I'm sad now.
Oh.
Rockin' freaking rock.
Don't forget, we got your Depeche Mode tickets that you can win before they go on sale this Sunday morning at 10 to go see The Mode at the Hollywood Bowl and also see them on our friend Jimmy Kimmel Live's show, too. So two chances to see The Mode, and you can win those later this morning on The Kevin and Bean Show on Carrick. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday. What's happening?
I'll give you $5 if you stop calling him The Mode. How about that? How about that going on?
$5,
Bean, come on.
Come to town.
You know
bucks.
How much you love $5.
I do love $5. That's five super big gulps right there.
That's right. You stop calling him The Mode,
now,
and that can be
say,
yours.
But can he say D-Mode like he just did, or no? I think not, right?
I think not. Yeah. Can they only be referred to officially as Depeche Mode, shortening at all? Is that what you're
saying?
Depeche
Mode works just fine for talking about that band. Seems to have worked for many years.
I will try.
It's clean. It's concise. People know what it is.
All right.
Good luck with that. Thank you so much. I heard you guys talking to Michael Jackson about American Idol last night.
He did not like most of it.
Well, it's got to be rough. It's got to be rough to be him and other people who have no careers are having more success singing your songs than you are. That's got to be hard.
That's a good point. A 17-year-old from Kansas is doing better with his music than he is.
He
that's a good point.
He can't get on television to sing his songs. They're giving the stuff away to 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Dialidol.com, familiar with this website? They've been around for years. What they do is they measure the amount of rejected phone calls to the 866 numbers that you call to vote for your favorite contestant.
Oh, right. So they can tell how many people are calling in
general? By how difficult it is to get through to a number, they are able to extrapolate that information out and assume which contestants are getting the lion's share of the voting, which ones aren't. If you call up a certain number and you get through right away, that
not
person's in
sign.
Trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they doing this to somehow test the validity of the results or just to guess?
No, they do it just to speculate and to give people sort of a spoiler about who's going to be who's going to be doing well and who isn't. They said there is no clear loser for last night's show. However, the bottom is going to be, according to dialidol.com, Jorge Nunez.
Thank God.
From
Puerto Rico.
Right. Followed by Allison Arrieta. The redheaded little girl. She's 16 years old or something.
She's the one that just kicked last week.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah. And Jasmine Murray, the African-American young lady who sang last night as well. Horrible.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks like predicted to go through to the next round, Danny Gokey. Mm-hmm. Okie gokey. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do this. People can't see it on radio, but I'm doing the okay sign.
You're doing the okay sign.
Say okie gokey. Adam Lambert. So. Lil Rounds, Alexis Grace, and Anoop apparently are all going through.
Anoop!
Now, Kevin's favorite website regarding the show, voteforthewurst.com.
Yeah.
Every year they try to get people to send through the worst of the competitors to make them the American Idol so we can all have a hearty laugh.
Those are my people.
They are getting behind Megan Joy Corkery.
She bad?
She was the one who sang Rockin' Robin last night. Yeah. They think she should be American.
You've
Idol.
Never seen anyone with less rhythm, any human with white or otherwise, who dances worse than this Megan chick. She looks like she's having a seizure up there.
Yeah.
All right.
They're moving on. DialIdol.com is also now in the Dancing with the Stars business. They're making predictions for that show as well.
Oh, they are.
It seems like a bit of a cheat if your website is called DialIdol.com.
Yeah, you're right.
They should start a brand new website called DialItDancing.com or something. But they predict that Belinda Carlisle will be voted off that show. I don't know if anybody watched that show.
So Steve-O was going to make it.
My wife did and said it was horrific to watch Belinda Carlisle.
She was
but
not.
Steve-O is going to make it past one round of judging?
That's what, according to the phone calls that they registered, that's what they're saying. So there you go.
I like it.
Here's your reality TV show update. DJ Am is one of those guys I'm guessing should not fly anywhere ever again. Ever.
Because
you have to remember he was on that flight that crashed and had the horrible.
Yes.
Toll on the people who were on there. Only DJ AM escaped, as well as
Travis Barker.
Travis Barker, yeah. Right. He decided not to get on a flight to Buffalo because
Why?
He had a bad feeling about it.
And he would end up in Buffalo if he did get on a flight.
That's true. Even the best case scenario, when you land, you're in Buffalo. It was a continental flight that crashed in Buffalo and killed 49 people.
He was supposed to be on that flight?
He was supposed to be on that flight. He was booked on the flight, but had a bad feeling about it and canceled and drove instead.
Oh, my.
It would have been his second plane crash in 6 months had he been on that continental flight.
Oh, wow.
And nobody walked away from the one in Buffalo.
And his last.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
killed 49 people on that flight.
God wants him dead.
DJ AM now says his flying days are over.
No kidding.
Don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
He will only book gigs if he can drive to them. And I think he's got no one in the world.
Mm-mm.
Could hold that against him for making that
should
show.
Just go wherever John Madden's going in the bus. That's where he should go. Just do gigs, whatever cities Madden's in for football.
That is just freaking terrifying.
That is weird.
I don't think God wants him dead, Lisa. I'm just saying
I
think it's
if I were him,
terrorizing series
I'd just
of coincidences.
Stay at home.
Before I get to celebrity birthdays today, you mind if I read a quick email? This comes from listener Michael Pignato. Thank you, Michael, for sending me this story. And I love people who have the inside scoop on some of the entertainment stories I do. They give me a little more information. Makes me feel sort of plugged in. This comes from Michael. Hey, Ralph, a couple days ago, heard your story about MIA and her baby. Remember MIA reportedly had called her baby Ickit? Remember
yes.
that? Yeah. Because so many of your stories are later found to be false reports, I wanted to confirm this story to you via email. A very close friend of mine is a midwife and was hired by MIA to prep her for the birth of this child. My friend, whose name is Claire, went to MIA's place and began going through all the steps that a midwife does when the baby's being delivered. According to Claire, MIA was very friendly, attentive, and anxious to deliver the baby. When asked what she was going to name her child, MIA said there was something about naming the baby Ickit. MIA followed up that by telling my friend that she wasn't at all in favor of Ickit as a baby name. Furthermore, after my friend was so helpful to MIA, she mentioned that she might name the baby after her, which is nice.
Hmm.
What MIA said was, "Boo Ickit, but Claire is nice."
I've got boo Ickit, but Claire is nice. Won't you pack your bags, we'll leave tonight. I said, boo Ickit, but Claire is nice. I said, boo Ickit, but Claire is nice.
Very well job done, baby.
Very well job done, Michael.
Very well job done, baby.
Way to tie it all together. By the way, Michael signs off his email with, "Tell Psycho Mike to suck it." All right, you got
all
it,
right.
Michael.
He wouldn't have to spend so much time and money driving all over the valley if he could.
No, you didn't.
That was tragic listening to that.
Wasn't it?
Oh, it was
sad,
horrific.
Right?
Horrific. I don't know if... never mind. Today's celebrity birthdays, singer Bobby McFerrin is 59 years old today. Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul celebrates his 45th birthday. Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul hasn't gotten a woo since 1989.
And RIP to his brother Dimebag.
Yeah.
Woo!
Lisa Loeb is 41 years old today. Terrence Howard turns 40. Johnny Knoxville is 38. Benji and Joel Madden of Good Charlotte are 30 years old today. Actress Thora Birch celebrates her 27th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
My name is Frank Shamrock. I turned pro in 8 months, and I just went for it, balls to the wall. And there's nothing that is more beautiful than the painted canvas of just totally kicking someone's ass.
What time you started in fighting?
I didn't want to go to college.
When was the last time you got beaten up?
Grade school.
What happened to that guy?
He probably went to college.
Rate your quickness.
10.
Rate your strength.
10.
Technique.
10.
Rate your endurance.
10.
Rate your confidence.
11.
What's something we'd never guess about you?
I cry when the national anthem comes on.
Frank, the legend Shamrock.
It is.
That's wrong.
Come on, guys.
Guy.
Hey, we're not the one that said you cry.
Oh, man.
We're just checking it out.
Ah, you guys are wrong.
He's tearing up. It's hard to be humble when you're the three-time world champion and a mixed martial arts legend, but that's what Frank Shamrock is, and he returns to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world-famous K-Rock. Because let's face it.
You guys are so wrong. God, welling up here. Stop that. That ain't even right.
You have so much going on right now, Frank, and it's funny that you're loose and laughing and having fun knowing that April 11th is right around the corner, and that's when you're back in the ring against Nick Diaz. How you feeling?
I feel great, man. I mean, 36 years, 15 years as a pro. It's 15 years. I can't believe that. I feel fantastic. This is an absolute dream for me, so.
Now, you're a guy who has walked away before and then always come back. It's tough to leave fighting, isn't it?
Yeah. I just don't know what else to do, and I don't know how else to work out my issues. So it always kind of brings me back. It's my therapy is what I realize.
What issues are you working out?
Right now, you know, I'm not good at accounting, so I just count punches, and that makes me feel better.
Okay. But I mean, isn't this your first fight in a year, though?
Yeah, well, I broke my arm last March. Actually, I fractured my ulnar bone in a fight, and then had a plate and six screws stuck in my right arm.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's the right hand of death is now fortified with metal, which is really good. I don't know. Apparently it is. We had all these doctors who were kind of debating that, if it was fair and if it was legal. And
oh, interesting.
The end result was, who cares? Just go fight.
Yeah, that was, all right. But
the other guys care, yeah. I imagine. Right hand.
There are a lot of guys, though, Frank. A lot of guys will have a break like that that requires that much surgery and that much rehabilitation, and they'll say, you know what, I'm tempting fate by putting it out there in the ring again. Maybe I ought to just retire while I can and I'm healthy.
Well, I've already retired like four times, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, on my fourth retirement. You know what it is?
All right,
is,
Brett Favre, how about just
give it up?
Making up your mind.
Give it. I genuinely love the sport. Like, I can't imagine doing anything else. I don't want to do anything else. And then, you know, these guys that I beat up every day, they're my family. And I get to go into work. I get to kick the crap out of all my friends. Mm-hmm. And then we go out and eat afterwards. And it's a weird, disturbing family. I love my guys. I love my team. And I just can't imagine not doing it. I mean, it's crazy to me.
Is there what kind of mindset is it that becomes this type of fighter? Because it seems to me that you work in the gym all day, every day for 9 months or however long it is. You know, like NBA players, they'll play a game every other night. You guys fight just every once in a while, but almost all of your life is working out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a life in the gym, but it's, you know, for me, I'm a martial artist, so I get up every day, I crawl out of bed and try to straighten my body,
right.
and then I think about what I can do to make my art better, what I can do to make my style better, and then I go to work, and I got 10 dudes who are doing the exact same thing, who are willing to bleed for me, and sweat for me, and hold mitts, and sacrifice, and like I said, that's my family. I don't know, I grew up really rough. I was on the streets when I was 12, you know, I don't know any other way. That's my way. And it works for me.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm happy.
Yeah. We can't argue that, can we?
No. Just don't play the anthem again. I still got some well going on.
Now, Psycho Mike is our physical fitness expert on the Kevin and Bean Show. He fancies himself a good workout dude. What do you make of Frank in his physique, Mike?
Right before he came on into the studio, I was telling Kevin, I said, he is in the highest pantheon of maybe the most swole MMA fighters that have ever come out in the history of the sport. He is rock, and I want to see him nude.
Well, you didn't say that.
I'm sorry. No,
that last part, you didn't
that
say.
That slipped out.
Forget the time in the gym. What do you have to deny yourself that you'd love to be eating, Frank, that you can't?
Well, I eat anything I want. That's how hard I work out. I kind of
really?
Got this. Yeah,
are you
yeah,
serious?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to have enough. A hot fudge sundae for breakfast every morning, you could.
Yeah, but you know, I know I wouldn't feel good.
Right.
So, but you know, last night, like, I had Burger King, I had McDonald's. It's not a plug. I actually was flying. I was hungry.
Right.
I had Brian, the driver, stop me. I got McDonald's because I was hungry. My body wanted food. And for me, it's like fuel. I just look at it like gasoline. You put in bad gas, you have
Bad gas.
Your machine runs bad. So I eat good food most of the time. That's my gig. I work out as hard as I want. And the only thing I deny myself when I'm in fight mode is beer. I like beer every day for lunch, okay. Breakfast, right.
And
dinner.
How long before the fight is fight mode for you?
The moment I see my opponent, that's my gig. So I get to train and I get myself in shape. But, you know, tomorrow I'm going to face off with my opponent, and the minute we do that,
is it a weigh-in type of thing or something?
It's a press conference. The moment I go to the press conference, I look in his eye, I look into his soul a little bit, and I see if he's willing to die like I'm willing to die, and then inevitably they're not, and I realize I got to smash this guy, and then I go to work.
Wow. I'm glad I'm not on the other side of you.
Yeah. No kidding.
No kidding. Disturbing.
Is there any kind of personal animosity between you and Nick Diaz, or is it just you guys had the names that happened to come up for the next card?
Well, for me, it's strictly business. I mean, there's a couple of things about him I don't appreciate, and that's just the way he promotes himself in the sport, the way he represents the sport. But, you know, that's my own personal – that's me inside. I actually like Nick, but I like most of the guys I fight. That's why I fight them. If I don't like you, I'm never going to make you a star and put you in the ring with me.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. Now, sure. Strikeforce is the new company that took up Elite XE, right?
Yep.
And that's who's hosting this fight?
Yep, April 11th, big Strikeforce event. And yeah, I mean, I've been with Scott Coker and Strikeforce for about 11 years now, and they're just wonderful martial arts promoters. And I want to get mixed martial arts back to what it's supposed to be. That's martial arts. We're in there fighting with all the arts that work. It's what Bruce Lee said. Everything works. Use one way, everything works.
There are people who even a few years ago would never have been able to see that boxing would be virtually invisible anymore, and that the Saturday night that you look forward to is MMA. I mean, it has become that sport.
Yeah. I mean, boxing got old. You know, it got old. It got layered.
And it seems so one-dimensional now compared to all the stuff you guys do.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I love boxing. It was actually the first study of martial arts that I ever did, and I'm still in love with boxing. I love the idea and the science of it. But, you know, when you watch it, it's hard to understand. The rules are hard to understand. If somebody doesn't fall down, you don't know who wins.
Right.
In mixed martial arts, someone's going to fall down. Someone's going to get kicked. Something's going to break. Someone's going to get choked out. There's always an end to the story. And that's
true. It's like dating, really, in many respects.
No, but I mean, you do. It is left up to judges and all kinds of technical stuff. And that opens it up for people to think that it's crooked.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's too much conjecture. And, you know, if the guy's not knocked out and sleeping, you don't know who won. And in mixed martial arts, almost every time, you're guaranteed a finish, and especially with our society now, we want that instant gratification. We want to know what the story ends.
Yeah, it's very
and we want it now. We want it now.
Able
we don't
to see
want to
ourselves.
Wait.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. Frank Shamrock is here. Of course, we're talking about the fight against Nick Diaz, which is going to be on Saturday, April 11th, and that's going to be on Showtime, I guess.
Yep.
But there's something brand new that Frank has that he's going to talk to us about, which is the Team Shamrock tryouts that are coming out. If you're one of those people, and I know we hear from them all the time.
It's all about you,
Bean. On this show.
All about you, man.
No, you think so? Yep. I'm the next MMA superstar?
We need heavyweights.
We have so many MMA fans, Frank, that listen to the show. We hear from them all the time, and you know that a lot of them in the back of their mind, they're thinking, I could totally do that. Dude, that's totally the gig for me. Well, am I wrong about this? Now's their chance to prove it, right?
Yep. Right? We'll give you details.
Step up.
We'll give you details when we get back with Frank Shamrock. And then they do that a couple more times. Okay.
We've heard it.
They do that a couple times. That's it.
Strikeforce's first MMA event of the year is coming up on Saturday, April 11th with Frank Shamrock versus Nick Diaz at the California HP Pavilion in San Jose. Frank, that's how powerful you are, is they bring the fight to you. What is that, about a 3-minute drive from your house or something?
Yeah, you know, I even have a parking spot in the back.
Nice.
I don't even like to tell people that because it just seems kind of snooty. But, you know, it's the greatest experience ever. I literally park in the back. I go in. I kick ass. I come back. I get in my car. I drive home. I'm in my bed by midnight after the fight.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
I'm
good
spoiled.
Deal. Hey, we're going to take some calls in a few minutes, by the way. If you have some questions for MMA legend Frank Shamrock, you can call at 1-800-520-1067. You still haven't fought your brother, right? That still hasn't happened. You and Ken together.
Yeah, it still hasn't happened.
What's the deal? What are you waiting for when you're 80?
Yeah, I would have fought in wheelchairs by then. You know what? I've worked on this for about 2.5 years, and I had it lined up. Like, it was a done deal. And then he took another fight, and then he lost that fight. And every time I get really, really close to this, he makes another decision with his brand and inside the business that kind of ruins it. And now we're at a point where I just can't get people to finance it. I can't get distributors for it. And it's the greatest idea on the planet. It was my opportunity to tell the history of the sport as well as, you know, to kick my brother's ass. He's kind of a bully. it frustrates me.
Would you go so far as to say he's afraid of you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For certain.
Right.
I mean, obviously there's a reason why he's not fighting me. Because the money I offered him was ridiculous.
Oh, really? You made it worth his while, right?
I made it worth his while for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Would there be anything in you? I think this is going to be a telling answer, Frank. Would there be anything in you that would force you, even unconsciously, to hold back a little bit to not hurt the guy that you love?
No. Absolutely.
Okay.
Not.
All right. That tells me what I need to know.
I would hurt him because I love him.
Right. That's what you owe him.
That's what I do.
I don't know what this means. All right, Chris Brown. Thanks for that. Thanks for that advice. All right. Tell me about Team Shamrock tryouts. Why do I want to be on Team Shamrock in the Strike Force?
Well, you have the opportunity of a lifetime. We're looking for those new stars. We're looking for those new guys to headline Strike Force and, you know, have an opportunity with Showtime and hopefully in the very near future with CBS on primetime television.
So it's March 21st in San Jose at the San Jose Athletic Club.
Yep.
And from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., people can just show up and try out.
You can just show up and try out.
Do they fight you? No. Just next. Come on. Just kick their ass. Next. Yeah.
No, it's a physical conditioning tryout, and as well as there's light sparring and technical work. You know, we're going to have you go through your moves and techniques. We're really looking for the whole package. You know, guys who can walk it, talk it, and know how to fight. And we're looking for, you know, any age doesn't matter to me. We're also taking pro boxers, which is the first time we've ever taken pro boxers before.
Oh, really? Even if they don't have any other training?
Yeah, if you're a pro boxer, I've got a career for you.
How about and that?
It may not be in Strike Force, but I'm thinking of going to pro boxing after I'm done with MMA.
Really?
So I've got my youngest fighter, one of my best fighters, Clint Coronel. He's getting ready to turn pro, and we're going to put him in pro boxing, and so bring the pro boxers on. I'll get him jobs.
No kidding.
Now, Frank, let me ask you this, and forgive my naivete, but I really don't know. Are there other avenues for people to get into MMA, or is this an exceptionally unusual opportunity to have a chance to audition in front of somebody like you?
There's other avenues. Usually, you know, you go through the amateur circuit and you work your way up. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because not only is our team highly respected and our brand highly respected, but I have the relationships to put you anywhere you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I also have the understanding of how to build a brand in a fighter and how to take care of that brand over a term. Like I said, this is my 15th year as a professional. Right. I should be old in a wheelchair and they should be wheeling me to these events. I'm not. I'm still headlining main events. I'm still the big cheese.
We were listening to the intro when we first started playing it, and you were saying how you're on the confidence level, you're an 11 out of 10. Okay. That's got to be true for everybody in the sport, but it also strikes me as a lot of guys have that level of confidence and are nowhere near that successful or able.
They don't have the talent.
Yeah, it just seems like it's a machismo thing, and a lot of guys probably feel like they can do it. What percentage would you guess can actually fight successfully in your leagues?
Well, the problem is most guys that talk big are very small inside. There's very few guys that talk big and are big. So a lot of that is just cover and as a way to promote yourself. Mm-hmm. I'd put that percentage at about 10%. The guys I worry about are the quiet guys, the nice guys. Those are the guys
like
that
you.
Are like me. Those are the guys
but
that
you're
are
not quiet. That, but you're
I'm
nice.
Not quiet. Well, turn the mic off. I get quiet. You know? But you know, that. As a martial artist, you learn, you know, honor, discipline, and respect. And what comes with that is peace and self-confidence inside of yourself.
So most of the bragging kind of...
That's all puff. The guys that talk loud are the guys I know I'm going to smash. The guys that sit quietly and nod their head and take notes, those are the guys I'm worried about. Because I know what they do when they're leaving there. They're going in the gym and they're training. They're not going and boasting to their friends and talking about how tough they are.
Right.
Right. All right. Let me ask you one more question before the break, and then we'll come back with your phone calls for Frank Shamrock. And by the way, you can get all the information about the auditions this weekend for Team Shamrock in San Jose at frankshamrock.com. You can get everything you need to know if you're interested. Sometimes what you have to do, and this is just like American Idol or any of the other shows, you're looking for potential. You have somebody showing up who may have some raw talent, but they haven't developed it yet. What do you look for in the few seconds that a fighter has in front of you that suggests to you, here's a person who has something that I can build on and turn this person into a professional?
You know, we look for heart. And what that translates into is when adversity comes, those people are still standing. And the rest of them, you know, they fake a calf pull and they, oh, I got a vomit and, you know, my back hurts and, you know, my hair is out of place. The real guys are saying yes, sir, while vomiting out the side of their mouth. And they're still
they
going.
Don't give up.
And they don't want you to see it, probably.
Yeah, they don't give up. They don't care. And that's how I was. You know, something would break and I would just, you know, put it behind my back and just keep going. And we're looking for those guys that, regardless of your skill level, if you believe in yourself and you believe that this is something you want to do and you're willing to sacrifice anything and everything, that's the guys we're looking for. Those are the guys that are the future stars.
You should put out a TV show like American Idol does with the bad singers. You should put like the people that showed up that were terrible.
The skinny Asian guys that auditioned. Those guys.
They got no heart. They get knocked out immediately. That would be fascinating to watch. No?
That's a DVD you ought to at least sell, I'll tell you that.
You know what it is? It's the average guy. It's the average guy willing to go above and beyond and do something extraordinary. Because most of the gifted guys, most of the other guys, they've had it easy for their whole life. And they're not willing to gut it out. It's the average guy who's, you know, read his book, got his mind right, and is willing to go in there and do whatever is necessary. That's the guy I want.
But, Frank, just like in every other avenue of entertainment, 99% of people who think they can do it and want to do it aren't going to make it. But I guess if you've got what it takes, if you've got that fire in the belly, you just keep trying. You don't give up until you make it. And those are the people who refuse to quit that you want to work with.
Those are the guys. And then the art of fighting is a learned game. So you learn the techniques as you go. You may have two left feet. I can teach you how to fight. That's easy.
With two left feet?
Two left feet.
Awesome.
You just got to keep circling.
All right. I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to put that to the test and see if you can turn me into a killing machine. That's where I'm headed. All right. Our guest is Frank Shamrock. We'll take another quick break. Come back with your phone calls right after this at the World Famous Cape. Our guest is Frank Shamrock in the studios of K-Rock This Morning versus Nick Diaz on Saturday, April 11th in San Jose at the HB Pavilion. Oh, bad news for you, Kevin. It's on Showtime, which means you don't have to pay-per-view it and then not watch it.
My God. You did. This past weekend, I paid for the pay-per-view, the UFC fight, and then my DVR didn't record it. So
no.
I paid for it and didn't see it.
Call Dana. Call Dana White.
Yeah, sure. He'll refund
your money back.
Now, this is Showtime, though, so it'll probably show it again as well. So
you get the Showtime.
I think I can get this.
Before we go to your calls, check this out, by the way. If you want to see these guys in person, Shamrock and Diaz, the Los Angeles press conference is going to be tomorrow at Avalon in Hollywood, right there on Vine in Hollywood, starting at noon, and it is open to the public. Now, what goes on at the press conference? Is there a way in also, or you just take questions from the crowd, or what's going on, Frank?
You know, we take some questions, we make some comments, we hang out. I try to intimidate my opponent, and then I guess
he tries to intimidate you.
Yeah, he tries. He's tall, so it's kind of intimidating, but he's real thin, so I'm not worried about it.
But it is free and open to the public if you want to meet the star MMA fighters. That is going to be tomorrow at the Avalon. All right, let's get to some calls. Who do you like first?
Let's start with Donna in Glendora. Good morning, Donna. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, good morning. Do I call you Sir Shamrock?
No. Frank is just fine.
Frank, I was wondering if you audition women for your... MMA.
For the Strike Force thing?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Strike Force was the first company ever to put on women on premium cable and also to feature them in mixed martial arts. So absolutely come on down.
Awesome.
Awesome. Do you let old women like 43 years old?
Well, you're never too young to start.
So depends on what you're auditioning for.
Yeah, it does.
To be honest.
Age doesn't matter.
Oh, cool, because I get my butt kicked by a scorpion from Mortal Kombat every week.
Yeah, maybe.
I would like to come mix it up with some of your gang, if that's cool.
Yeah, come on down. We're taking all comers.
March 21st, San Jose Athletic Club.
Frank has a young daughter at home, and by young, I mean 10 months old. How long till you get her fighting? I mean, you have to be thinking, here's the next generation of Shamrock fights, right?
Yeah, well, she's wrestling good now.
Excellent.
I got her training hard on the wrestling.
Excellent.
And she's standing now, so as soon as she can walk a little bit, I'll teach her how to punch. I figure she's probably about 6 months away from being a UFC champion.
Poor little girl. She's just going to be struggling to stand up, and Frank's going to take her down. She's gonna, what?
That's right.
How am I supposed to do this?
That's going to be tough for a kid to get her head around. All right, let's talk to Lou in L.A. on line 7. I apologize, Frank. I'm sure this is a question you've been asked every day for the past 10 years, but we got to put it out there. Louis, you're on with Frank. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good.
I think you're the best fighter in light heavyweight division of all time. So you broke your leg against your arm in the Kung Lee fight. I know you're going to get a rematch, and then you're going to beat him. My question is, the best fighter I ever saw was against Tito Ortiz. Is there ever going to be a rematch between you two?
Yeah, it seems to be inevitable. I got him. I think we're getting him back in the ring.
Got him on the hook?
Got him on the hook. Got him on the line, yeah.
Awesome.
And that was a pivotal fight in the history of the sport. So, yeah, we definitely want to do it again, especially for a new audience and a new fan base.
Thank you for the call, Lou. Was that your greatest victory, Frank, or does something else stand out in your mind as one that was more significant for you?
Well, I think it was my greatest... scientific application of the art. In fact, it's kind of a
you fought
lame
smart,
answer.
Smarter
you
than
know,
before?
Tito had about 30 pounds on me. He was just, you know, this was in the day when there was two weight classes. I was the first ever middleweight champion, so I was the guy when they decided weight classes were a good idea.
Right.
I was the guy that was the first other weight class. And he just size, strength, and his age, you know, he should have smashed me, and I was able to, through the art, you know, beat him. And that was, to me, it was an example of what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of other moments and a lot of other fights that were, you know, dramatic and it meant a lot to me. I mean, I fought Phil Brony with no tendons in my left knee. You know, which, you know, 2 weeks before I was in a motorized cart and I walked in and I was able to beat him. And, you know, that to me was a mental and spiritual accomplishment that was probably unparalleled.
You had to ignore doctor's advice at that point. I mean, you had to say, yeah, okay, I'm not going to fight. I mean, who would have cleared you to fight?
No one cleared me to fight.
That's what I figured. But you, not only did you get in, but you won.
Yeah, it was, to me, I believed I could do it. And, you know, if I'm standing, I can fight. And that's how I looked at it. I could stand. I mean, I couldn't stand well, but I could stand.
Did you? You have to play a little bit defensively on with that knee, though. I mean, you have to kind of make sure you don't get
hit
or whatever.
I had to change my entire strategy, right. My entire game. And that was the hard part, was switching gears against what I know I'm really, really good at. And then also in the back of your mind, you're thinking about this injury because you know.
Right.
My concern was that I'd do something horribly damaging to myself and I wouldn't be able to fight ever again.
Right.
Which is what the doctor said. You know, you can never fight again. I was like, yeah, so after this fight, what do I got to worry about?
Hey, forget never being able to fight again. What about never being able to pee again or walk again or stand up again? I mean, there's a lot of other things that are worse than not being able to fight professionally.
Not
really?
To Frank.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
What are not to Frank. I need a list.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk. Oh, we got some really good calls. The unlikely named Dick is in Santa Fe Springs on line 6, and you'll know why it seems unlikely that's his name when you hear his question. Hey, Dick, you're on with Frank Shamrock at K-Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin Bean? Hey, how's it going, Mr. Shamrock? I just want to know real quick, are there any type of undergarments that are really constricting while you're fighting, and have you ever had to go commando? And furthermore, has anyone ever given you, like, one of those ultimate wedgies where it just hurts so bad you couldn't walk for a week?
That's a hell of a series of questions.
That's a good question from Dick.
Exactly.
Here's the truth. I wear nothing but a steel cup tied to my body. So there is a string that goes up my...
Rectum
area.
Sure.
And there's a steel cup strapped to my body with nothing else, and then I wear shorts over it just in case someone pulls
it. It sure seems like there's a kick to the junk per fight.
Yeah, but you can kick me all you want. You're kicking steel.
Right.
I mean, kick it. Please kick it.
That's true.
Are you wearing it right now?
Yes, I wear it every day. Are you kidding me?
All right. Let's take Paula and Bellflower. Here's a topic we haven't addressed. She's on line 1. Hey, Paula, thanks for holding on. You're on with our guest, Frank Shamrock. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. My question to you is, how often do they test you guys for drugs, illegal or performance enhancing? Is it like around the time that you fight, or is it through the year?
Or random? Or what's the deal there, Frank?
Yeah, well, there's two mandatory tests. That's before your fight and after the fight. They do anti-doping and they do drugs before and after the fight, which I'm not sure why they do it before and after. But then they've also instituted in the state of Nevada, and they believe that they were going to in California, but of course we ran out of money. That's random drug tests for high-profile guys. I've never done steroids, and you know, I've never done... Well, I've done a lot of drugs, but I've never done a lot of drugs to enhance my fighting.
Right.
Right.
Is there a lot of pressure to do steroids, though? Because it seems like if everyone else is doing it at the time, it's hard to keep up, no?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure. I think the pressure, though, comes from the outside. You know, I'm feeling it. I'm 36. I'm starting to feel all the aches and pains. I don't heal nearly as fast as I used to. But
that's why you need HGH right there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, bounce right back.
I like the guys that are on steroids because I know that they're taking a shortcut. They know that they're taking a shortcut. And mentally, somewhere, they've relied upon this crutch. And I know that they're not in the gym training hard because they recover overnight. I know that they're not spiritually connected because they're willing to take the shortcut and you know, take a huge risk. I love those guys because they come out all angry and excited. And, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, I knock them out. They wake up and I go, hey, stop doing steroids, you idiot.
When you said confidence was at an 11, you meant a 12, right, Frank?
It's a curve, a grading curve.
Was it always that strong when you were young?
No. No, I was the goofy. I was a goofy kid with bad teeth and bad hair and out of date jeans. And you know, I was a ward of the state when I was 12 years old. I grew up, you know, California is my mom and dad until I was 17. I got married, and I've literally lived that life of, you know, all my friends are in prison or dead.
At what point did you think, though? Hey, this is I can really, really do this well.
It was by chance when I started training. You know, I'm the guy that if you say you probably shouldn't do that.
then you'll do it.
I got to go do it.
Right.
So, you know, and I was the guy that thought I was tough until I went in the gym and I got my ass kicked. And then I realized I'm not tough. I'm an idiot. And then when I started studying the art, I realized that it was an opportunity for me to do something better for myself, my family. And it gave me this. It gave me this. Martial arts did this for me. And kicking my friends' asses.
Well, that's an important part of it.
You are one of the best friends the MMA ever had, man. And we always love having you on. You're a terrific spokesperson for your sport. And I love what you're doing with the Strike Force and the Team Shamrock and everything else. You're trying to take it to the next level. And it's very, very exciting to see what's happening. You can get all the information about the fight April 11th versus Nick Diaz. You can get the information about the press conference tomorrow and about the Team Shamrock tryouts. All that information is at frankshamrock.com. Thanks so much for coming in, dude. We enjoyed it.
My pleasure, guys.
Thank you, man. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Oh.
What? What's so? What's that about?
8:54. 8:54. It's a little late, but we had Frank Shamrock in.
Late. Yeah. We can talk. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I have a new hero, and I will work tirelessly until we get him on this show so I can talk to him and give him a big hug.
Okay.
Okay. He is a documentarian. Kevin, that's a filmmaker who makes documentaries.
I'm not familiar with documentaries.
He's a Canadian. His name is Rob Spence, and he is currently working on a project, a film that comments on the global spread of surveillance cameras. Are we living in an Orwellian society where Big Brother is watching us at all times?
Right.
The numbers are shocking as to how many are in most American cities, that's for sure.
That is the point of Rob's new film. Only he's going about it. Let's say he's going the extra mile.
Okay.
See, Rob is a one-eyed filmmaker. He has only one eye.
Okay.
He plans to conceal a video camera in his prosthetic eye.
What? Really?
I'm sitting here trying to figure out how he's going to make this end with two tickets to paradise. And in fact, it's actually a real story.
That is awesome.
Apparently, his eye was damaged in a childhood shooting accident and was removed 3 years ago. Now he has a prosthetic eye. And he is working with a company at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge, Massachusetts, MIT. And they have developed a prosthetic eye that has a battery and a wireless transmitter and a camera. And he'll be able to control the camera with the muscles of that eye inside his eye socket.
You mean like zoom and stuff?
No, but if he looks to the side or looks forward, he'll be able to follow like he does with his regular eye his subject while talking to them.
That'd be sweet.
So subject of his documentary will not know they're being filmed while he's talking to them.
That's
until
amazing.
After the fact, and then he's going to have to ask for permission to include them in his project. But he feels that the absence of a large bulky camera would actually get people to open up more talking to a person in regular conversation than if he had a camera crew with him.
I would give up an eye if they had the ability to install one of those in my other eye.
I would take the eye from you if they could do that.
That would be so cool.
I'd put it in a jar, leave it in the office next to your donkey balls.
60 Minutes needs to hire this dude to do all their undercover investigations.
How great would that be?
This dude rules.
He's the $6 million man. That's what Steve Austin had. He had one fake eye. Bionic eye.
Yep.
Used to do that.
Hope he's that guy with the tube in his eye. He's Bean Baxter.
Bean had something similar in his eye, only it was a big plastic tube. less of a camera. But I hope his eye doesn't make that noise, because that would tell everybody what's going on.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing. You've got a camera in your head. He says his friends are getting a little nervous the closer he gets to the final in this project, because they're never sure what point he's going to have that or not, so they're constantly going to give him the stink eye.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Lightning would love that if he could just constantly film
everything. Just film everything all the time. Yeah. It'd be perfect. All right, interesting TV news. The cast for the spinoff of Gossip Girl continues to be fleshed out. We know more than we knew yesterday. Remember Cynthia Watros was on Lost?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. She played the cute chick that Michael had to kill in the bunker in order to escape.
Right.
She will be added to the cast as Brittany Snow's mom on that show. And Ryan Hansen of Veronica Mars is also joining the cast. He will play Shep. The love interest of Kristen Ritter's character, Carol.
Shep. And do we know what the Gossip Girl spinoff is called? You were speculating it's Teenagers Who Talk or something?
Rumor Gal.
Rumor Gal.
That's what it is, yeah. No, I don't think we know the official name yet. Apparently it's going to be a flashback series that takes place in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. Similar in tone to Gossip Girl, but taking place in the 80s. Hence why, no doubt, we'll be debuting their 80s cover of Stand and Deliver by Adam Ant on Gossip Girl because the episode that they are appearing in is sort of a backdoor pilot, as they say, for this project, which is they will do an episode based around the theme of the new series.
It all ties together.
It all does.
It's me.
Yes.
Hey, Gene Simmons. What's up, Gene?
Oh, Gene.
Speaking of backdoor pilots.
No, Gene.
All right, thank you.
The Rihanna Chris Brown saga continues. Apparently there's friction between the two camps, the people who are managing Rihanna and those managing Chris Brown.
Really, whatever for.
What a shock.
Of course, Chris Brown's a lot tighter with his management than Rihanna is. Yesterday's story about him having sex with his manager. Rihanna's people are fighting the fact that Chris Brown's management want a photo of them together out and about. They want to start getting photos of them hanging out together and being all lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Of course, he thinks it'll help his case.
Sure.
As
sure.
things go forward. Rihanna's camp think it may be damaging to her both professionally and personally if they have photos of her hanging out with the man who allegedly beat the snot out of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently the two camps are constantly fighting. In fact, her team would like her to cut Brown out of her life for good.
Of course.
As you can imagine, they all resent and are outraged at what he did, allegedly. But Chris Brown is trying to use their relationship to the best he can to his advantage, which makes him even creepier, I think, in my eyes. In my one eye. My other eye is a camera.
It's the camera, right?
Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Bobby McFerrin. You remember Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Just when I thought I couldn't love that song anymore, I watched the video with Robin Williams dancing around.
I sure didn't like that.
Now it's even better. He is 59 years old.
He still tours, by the way, and still sells a lot of tickets for people who are going to see him do concerts.
You can't thrill me. I'm McFerrin. I counter your thrill with a McFerrin.
Pay that man his money.
No one understands that.
Because Bobby McFerrin is still out there working. That's the point.
All right.
Okay.
Back to you, Ralph.
Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul is 45 years old today. Singer Lisa Loeb celebrates her 41st birthday. Terrence Howard from Iron Man, Hustle and Flow, he is 40 years old. Johnny Knoxville turns 38. At what age does Johnny Knoxville have to stop endangering his physical well-being?
Not yet, apparently.
Yeah. Nope.
Benji and Joel Madden of Good Charlotte are 30 years old, and actress Thora Birch celebrates her 27th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Pete, I think we've hit a snag on our plan to tase Beer Mug, our intern.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? We had the police officer on this week who said that it couldn't be any safer.
100% safe, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Company Insider, I'm being told, has some information on legal matters. And
who's the Company Insider?
We have... they did not want to come on the air with us, so we said that we would change their voice.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So let's say good afternoon to our Company Insider.
Hello, guys.
Ooh. Talk some more. I'm going to see if I can figure out who you are. Say something else.
Good morning, Bean.
Rodney.
Good afternoon, Company Insider.
Good afternoon.
Now, you have information directly on our idea to tase Beer Mug?
I do.
Okay. And what is it?
When can we do it?
You cannot.
Ever?
Never.
Under any circumstances?
What?
No. My sources tell me that this is something you cannot do.
Your sources are? Reliable?
Very. I cannot reveal them.
Okay, wait, I don't understand. Beer Mug is down with it, and we found a company that is willing to do it that has all the proper release forms. They do it all the time. They teach taser safety, and we have EMTs prepared to stand by in the event of a tragic actual emergency. What's the downside here?
I've been told you're not able to do it. Okay, it simply will not happen.
But why?
Legal reasons.
What does that
Which
mean?
Are?
They think he's gonna...
I can't tell you. Just know that this is something you cannot do.
What do you mean you can't tell us? We work here. This isn't a company secret.
I cannot reveal my sources.
What's going on now?
What just happened? What just
Darth?
Happened? One second you're a transvestite, the next second you're Darth Vader.
I am not your father.
Okay, now you're just toying with us. Look, Beer Mug is in. If he's willing to sign the appropriate waivers that he won't sue us in the event that he lives through the taser attack, then what do you care?
There is no signing of papers if you're a company employee.
What does that mean? There's no... He can't sign a release?
He cannot. You are not doing this
Well,
period.
Let's fire Beer Mug.
Who's that? Who's that talking in the background?
That's Omar.
Wait a minute.
Omar is everywhere.
Omar, you talk again.
Hello. Fire Beer Mug, dude. We got to do this, bro.
Okay, insider. If we fire Beer Mug and he's no longer an employee.
Ooh, good point, Kevin.
Then it would be fine.
I do not know what you're saying.
Okay, if he's not working for the company, he's not an employee of the company.
La, I can't hear you.
You can hear us.
Company insider, what if he's not an employee, and what if we don't do it at K-Rock? What if we have him on some sort of out-of-station location and we
crank
do it there?
Caller.
Then
what?
Crank caller.
What are you talking about?
Disconnect. Crank caller.
Super anonymous company insider. What if we don't fire Beer Mug? What if we do it to someone who's not an employee to begin with and have he or she sign the release form?
Great question.
Like Sam,
I will
meeting comedian.
I will address.
You're wearing a dress?
No.
What?
Don't know what that means.
Perhaps I am. I will address with the legal insiders.
Okay. So, okay. You'll ask if we can tase somebody that doesn't work here.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
great. And then we want to have them drink as much water as they can.
No. You're killing me.
Larry.
It's that Larry guy. You're killing me, Larry. That's who the insider is.
That's who it is. All right. We're going to get back to you on this. We're not prepared to let this go. We have a taser, damn it, and we're going to use it on somebody, and maybe you, company insider, if we find out who you are.
I hope not.
I don't know what's going on. This has just been a tsunami of bad news for parents who are trying to keep their little kids sheltered from the real world. But a couple days ago, we had the story about the new tattooed Barbie that had parents all up in arms. And now, apparently, sweet little adorable Dora the Explorer now is creating controversy because apparently, Kevin, she's also growing up.
Toy maker Mattel is now upsetting some parents who say that Dora is growing up too fast. Our Carol Costello is looking into the Dora drama for us this morning. It's going to be the new tween Dora, right? And she's not going to be that little boxy girl in shorts anymore with her little backpack on.
No, with the little pudgy stomach. But, you know, little girls really kind of lose interest in Dora when they hit the age of 8 years old. So Mattel is trying to find a way to keep girls interested in Dora longer. So they plan to do that by unveiling a new Dora tween doll.
Mattel also says tween Dora has moved to the big city and has a new fashionable look. That worries some bloggers who say Dora will soon be bratzed out, sexualized like the Bratz dolls, and become obsessed with boys like Barbie.
Now, for folks who don't know, maybe you don't have kids, Dora the Explorer is an animated TV show on Nickelodeon, and she is this cute little girl who looks like she's eight or something like that. She speaks Spanish. In fact, there's a Spanish language version of the show that's very popular, too. And now they're growing her up, and I guess all we've seen so far is the silhouette. We don't know what the hot new Dora body is going to look like. but apparently, I don't know how producer Alex was able to do it.
Hang on, before we go to the expert, we do have a description from the news anchor of what Dora looks like. We could only see the silhouette.
The tween-age Dora is about 12 inches high. She does have long brown hair with bangs and a headband. She is thin. She is tastefully and fashionably dressed. I would not say she's sexy or sexualized, but she is attractive. She's a cute doll, but she's not wearing like a little mini skirt or anything like that.
All right.
Okay.
So that's what we know.
All right. Let's find out who our expert is that producer Alex was able to line up for us to talk about this new Dora controversy. Hi, Kevin and Bean. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, I'm sorry, we didn't get a name. Who's this, please?
This is Dora. Hi, Mira.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, stupid. Scandalous.
You're the new Dora.
That's right. I'm the same old Dora. It's just like I'm all grown up now.
Right, but what are you doing at a party at 5 o'clock in the afternoon drinking Bacardi? Oh. What's that about, Dora? You have a tween audience.
Well, it's sundown. Time to party, Holmes, you know? I'm here with like my friends, like Big Loco and Flaco's here, and Sleepy and Little Creeper. What's up, Holmes? I can have.
Do you still have the backpack that most people closely associate with you?
No. That.
Hey,
watch your language, Dora.
I got like pockets on my new skirt. It's like a Catholic schoolgirl skirt. It's all like high up. So I just keep stuff there, whatever I need, you know, like A brush or lip gloss or like my keys or my credit card. Everything, I can keep it right there in my pocket. Stupid.
You don't have a credit card. You're like...
Of course I do.
No, you're tween. Yeah, what is that, 11, 12, 13?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but like, look, I used to explore, you know, and now I want to explore my sexuality.
Oh, no.
Scandalous.
That is not appropriate. Now, what about your little friends on the show? Your little sidekick, the monkey, and I think you got a fox that you roll with. What about those guys?
Forget them. They're stupid. I got new friends.
Who are your new
Kino
friends?
Kino and Lil Maniac and Skranda and Big Trucha and Little Jose Number 2 and Sniper.
Is Sniper going to help?
And Bum and Donna and my girlfriend, Loco Laca, China. And they're just like all my friends. We all hang out together. And like, I'll like take pictures of my cha-cha and I'll send it to them on their Twitter.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Scandalous.
No, it is scandalous.
Wait,
yeah.
What did you say? Okay, hold on, stupid.
Who's there with you? What? Oh, this is a terrible direction for Dora to go in.
Oh, that's so scandalous weed. This is a bomb weed. Oh, well, like, because I got sent to the pen, right? And I used to have a little belly. And now I've been working out in the pen, and I got a good, like, ripped body. So now I want to show it off and show I'm a woman.
But Dora, I think you're going from age, like, 6 to 10. I don't think you're...
Yeah.
Times are different. I moved to the big city now. It's time for me to act like a big girl. Scandalous.
This is...
pretty. It's got all... It's crispy and crunchy and tight little curls. And I have a little bandana. And sometimes I put it in my pocket.
Right. Okay.
Scandalous.
I think parents are smart to be concerned about this new direction that Dora is going in. I got to tell you.
Oh, peep this. I'm pregnant.
Oh, come on.
Scandalous.
The beautiful Nicole Alvarez, who, by the way, Wednesday nights works topless during her show, is going to be coming up in a couple of minutes with 60 Minutes. Yeah, she does. She goes sans clothes up top on Wednesday nights. I don't know why. But she's got 60 minutes of commercial-free nonstop K-Rock music coming up straight ahead. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, I hope David Alan Grier lasts for a long time on Dancing with the Stars.
Why? How come?
Because that's his only TV gig he's got going right now.
What happened to Chocolate News?
Canceled. Comedy Central has announced today that Chocolate News has been canceled.
Wait, they just canceled. Who's our friend over on CNN?
D.L. Hughley?
Yeah.
He got canceled. Now, Dag.
The news canceled.
I thought with a black president, I thought all these guys' shows would stay on forever. What's going on?
Apparently, Obama's too busy, you know, with stem cell research and the economy to... To start meddling
to
into affairs of basic cable, but I'm sure he'll get to it.
It's on his list.
Yeah. So turns out both shows were
not very good.
Just okay.
Yeah. And ratings challenged.
Yeah. So I think that's why they're gone. But Dag will be on Dance with Stars for many, many weeks to come.
Sure.
Did you see him?
I didn't get to his dance yet.
Not good.
But he's trying.
But he's got Steve-O on the show. I mean,
looks good.
Steve-O's definitely worse than him.
He's got to be worse.
I haven't even seen him, and I know that.
He's got to go first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality shows, American Idol was on last night. They did the songs of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Interesting. They had 13 contestants this time around. Usually they have 12, but they added one to sort of spice things up. And they're also promising tonight they're going to spice up the voting somehow to change things up. They're just getting desperate over there.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They're changing the rules somehow. But I thought it was interesting last night that when they were giving out the phone numbers that you call. You know, when you call for your favorite contestant, you dial 1-866-IDOLS, A-D-O-L-S, 01, 02, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, depending on who you're voting
on who you're voting for. First contestant goes 01, then 02, all the way up to 12 usually, but 13 contestants were competing last night.
Okay.
However, they couldn't use 1-866-IDOLS-13.
How come?
Because that's the number you call for a good time with a nasty girl for $3.99 a minute. Fox found out after they had decided to use 13 contestants that number was no longer available.
Oops.
So poor Alexis Grace, the last contestant. People had to dial 1-866-IDOLS-36 for her.
36?
Sure, people remember that easily. I'm sure that won't hurt her in the votes at all.
Oh, boy.
I would pay the $3.99 a minute if I knew that it was Alexis on the other end of that phone, by the way.
She's a hottie. Hot. She is way hot.
And tiny. I mean, she looks like Haley from Paramore, Kevin.
Yeah.
She looks like she could step right into the Paramore tour if Haley goes down.
Yeah. Sexy little blonde. Has a kid already. She's like 12 and she has a kid.
Yeah.
Kids 11.
A lot of girls having kids on this show.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Whores. I mean, good for them being moms. Megan Fox.
Yes.
Looks like they
no
haven't
Bell.
Broke, they haven't
there
broken,
you go.
They haven't broken up after all. She and fiance Brian Austin Green.
They didn't. I thought they broke up and got back together. No.
Well, it was a rough patch they were going through, but they were still together at the time. Claimed friends, and they're still very much in love. And according to insiders, they are currently going through couples counseling.
Oh, that's a good sign.
That is a good sign before you're even married to go through marriage counseling, I think. Because that proves that you're right on target.
Shouldn't their relationship be as simple as this? Brian Austin Green says, what do I have to do in order for you to allow me to have sex with you? I'll do it. That should be the extent
of it. That's the end. I agree. I wonder what he's thinking.
So wrong. You know, if the marriage counselor is a dude, he's like, I don't know, guys. I think your problems may be too big. Brian, I just don't know. I don't think you're carrying your share of the weight here in this relationship. I think Megan deserves something else.
Megan, we'd need some personal counseling 101, I think, without Brian in the room.
And DJ AM was spared from a second plane crash this week. He, of course, suffered horrible burns during that crash that we all talked about with him and Travis Barker. But there was another flight, the Continental flight that crashed in Buffalo and killed 49 people.
Yeah.
DJ AM was booked on that flight.
That's unbelievable.
Wow.
And didn't get on? Didn't make it in
time? He canceled his trip and drove to a gig in Buffalo instead because he had a bad feeling about the flight. It went down and killed everyone on board.
Wow. Do you feel like the luckiest guy in the world if that happens to you, or the unluckiest guy in the world if that
happens to you? I don't know. I'm looking up the whole time I'm walking down the street now.
I'm looking for lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Not him. No.
Bud.
Lightning.
DJ AM 7 Bud.
No, that's not.
Would you like to ride on my three-wheeled motorcycle? DJ AM.
I'd be looking for lightning, too, if I was saying that's just bad luck around the lightning.
Is God trying to kill him like
that's
in Final Destination?
That's my theory.
Come on, the odds are astronomical that he would be in a second plane crash.
That's true.
But you could also look at it as clearly God is looking out for him because he's being spared because he wasn't on that plane and he survived the first one.
I blame Nicole Richie's vagina.
I
blame
her fault.
Yep.
All right.
Can't get that off you once you're on.
It's like a target.
It is. Even the Kabbalah bracelet won't get that evil eye off you. You know what I'm saying? Evil brown eye.
What?
Psycho Mike.
What? This ain't right.
That's right. This ain't right.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Bobby McFerrin's 59 years old today. Vinnie Paul, who was the drummer for Pantera, is 45. Lisa Loeb is 41. Terrence Howard. From Hustle and Flow. It's hard for a pimp in the city.
I hear that's true.
Right here. And Iron Man, 40 years old. Johnny Knoxville's 38. Benji and Joel Madden of Good Charlotte celebrate their 30th birthday today. Actress Thora Birch turns 27. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.